Welcome back, Dangerinos. We're back with another fantastically awesome episode. And to my right is the beautiful Miguel Lito Ramirez.
You
very, are very stylish with his Voltron t-shirt on tonight.
Defender of the universe.
Defender of the universe.
Right? Yeah, defender of the universe.
Got it right this time.
Yes.
Hey, and a special guest. A very special guest, actually. I haven't seen him in like a few years, I think. He's a, well, not that long, but it's my brother. Wow.
Woo!
Yeah.
Say hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
That's too much. That's too much.
Tone it down, right? Tone it down.
We'll save it for later.
So we're doing this thing now where if I have a new guest on, I got to ask them. I don't have to, but I want to. I got to ask 5 questions and just real quick questions, just like kind of like the Actors Studio. Remember that show at the end when they ask the cool questions? But I'm doing this at the beginning. And I want to do it to get people to kind of get a sense of who you are.
Okay. Rapid fire.
Because they don't know who you are. They don't know. There's a lot of people that we don't even know.
Nobody knows me.
Yeah, no one knows you. No one cares. No one cares. So, Greg's my brother. I've talked about him on the show before. And he's 3 years younger than me. And away we go. Favorite color?
It'd have to be green.
Of course. Color of money.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And favorite movie of all time?
That's hard. I love watching movies. I can't really say. I don't know.
Come on, just pick one of your favorite Disney movies. Let's get it. Pocahontas.
All Dogs Go to Heaven, right?
Oliver and Company.
Oliver and Company.
Ferngully.
You don't have anything like in your top 5? Like something that just comes to mind?
Well, I'm a big fan of the spaghetti westerns, so anything Clint Eastwood.
What's the best Clint Eastwood movie?
I don't know.
Rango, right?
Maybe.
Rango?
He's not in Rango, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Shut up. I just watched that day before yesterday.
You didn't know? You didn't know the guy in like the golf cart at the end of the movie? Like
the mysterious traveler.
The mysterious traveler.
Oh, was that him?
Like, how you doing?
The guy that played his voice, though, was the guy from Scream.
Yeah.
That annoying guy. And he was also on Gone in 60 Seconds. He was on Gone in 60 Seconds. Like that stupid cop.
He was in Deadwood.
I was falling asleep.
Anyway. Okay, so nothing for that one.
I probably have to be
Pretty in Pink.
Don't read my questions.
Probably for a few dollars more.
For a few dollars more. Yeah. All right, there you go.
Top ones.
And do you have any weird things about yourself? Any weird quirky things? Maybe like a little bit of OCD stuff.
Aside from my looks. Yeah, I'd have to say. It bothers me a lot, too. I get, like, really high anxiety when I drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, all the time? The whole time you're driving?
More so when I think about it, like, oh wow, I can't believe I don't have anxiety right now. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, son of a bitch.
No!
All right. Very good. So that's it. Nothing else weird?
That isn't weird enough.
That's weird enough. Yeah, you're right. Okay, last question. Take it back. Second last. What's your hobby? What do you like to do? What's your passion?
My passion?
Okay, forget passion. What's your hobby?
Besides masturbation.
That's right.
Yeah, besides pleasuring myself.
Frequently.
That's mine too.
I thought we were having a circle jerk right now.
Yeah, I know.
It'd have to be between watching movies and just jumping on Xbox.
All right, and last question here. And after this last question, everyone will know everything about you. So what's your biggest fear?
Biggest fear? It's hard to say.
Long and hard?
It's long and hard. You're not scared of anything, huh? So you're a tough guy. That's what you're saying.
No, I mean, I've always been...
So you want us to call you He-Man from now on?
Maybe Gregorius. Nah. I was actually thinking about this the other day because I listened, you know, to the other podcast. I'm like, what am I afraid of, you know?
And nothing.
Nothing!
I fear no man.
Nah, it's just, I can't remember what I was thinking of, though, so I must not really be afraid of anything. Nah, maybe just...
Like, no animals.
Yeah, let me go with the obvious, like spaces, snakes, spiders, boogeyman, all that stuff.
Heights, water,
black people.
Oh God. The darkness.
All right, so that's. I guess you're not afraid of anything. All right, you're a regular dude.
I'll get back to that later.
I don't think.
No, you're only now.
I can get afraid of the questions on the spot. That's what I'm afraid of. All right, before I get into this next, I got a story to tell you guys. And before that, Lito.
Yes.
Did you get your DMV picture back?
Yes, I did.
Can we see it?
No.
Why not?
Because it's horrible.
I actually have a terrible DMV story.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Recently? Wait a second. Let's see this DMV picture. Come on.
Son of a bitch.
No one else is going to see it.
Yeah. We're just posting on. We'll post it on the site. That's all.
I got, like, one eye cocked.
Oh, my God! No.
See, look at it. I was looking up. I have no idea what I'm looking at. I think...
You know what that looks like?
She's like, sir, the camera's down
here. I told you I look like Sloth.
It looks like... I mean, I'm not fucking around. It looks like you were being, you know, masturbated while you're like, oh, like, you just got this expression on your face. Like,
I was smiling, and then she's all, fucking, come on! So I guess it was like an orgasm.
Yeah, that's your O face right there. Jesus Christ.
I guess my
license... It's not that bad.
I guess my license is my O face.
It's not that bad.
Mr. Officer, I'd like you to see my license, please. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Did you have to go into the DMV and take that photo, or they renewed it?
No, I took it through my Facebook. Yeah, I went to DMV.
I thought you were going to have that kissy face one. The kissy face one when you're looking off into the distance.
No, I was doing a black and white photo with my shirt open.
All right, so, Greg, what's your DMV story?
Well, I was pulled over one day, and...
pulled over how? What do you mean?
I got pulled over for...
Oh, you got pulled over.
For speeding, tinted windows, and no for a license plate.
Uh-oh.
So...
Jesus.
After delaying it, getting, like, two extensions and an abstract, I figured that would be the best way for the cop not to show. So,
yes.
So I went to court, and prior to that, I had an order of suspension that I had to suspend my license. So,
Model citizen.
I sent it in, but I made a photocopy of it, so I was using that for a while. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I couldn't buy beer or nothing. It was terrible for like 7 months. So...
You were asking kids outside of liquor stores to buy beer for you?
Hey, little kid, can you buy me beer?
Like, you wish me freak?
Well, 7 months go by, and then the court date comes, and he doesn't show. So I was like, yes, my strategy worked. So I'm waiting in the mail for my driver's license, and then I get another letter, and they're saying, we're having trouble printing your old photo with the new IDs. So I had to go down and take a photo. So I went down, waited an hours in line, took the photo, and then I left. And then 3 months later, I get another letter saying, oh, the photo didn't come out. yeah, he goes, well, we're having troubles. It's going to be a little bit of a delay, so then we'll send you, you know, your ID. So I'm like, all right, cool. And not only do I get the photo back of my old driver's license, but a week later, I get the photo of the new driver's license. So I have two IDs right now.
You have both of them right now?
Yeah, both
of them. Do they have the same, like, expiration date and all that?
I don't believe so. This is the old photo with a new ID.
Wow, look at that criminal.
And I keep this one back here just in case I get pulled over and they take my other one. This is when I have my long hair.
Man, your head is so much bigger in this picture.
Well, it's like zoomed in, you can tell.
So is this one for, like, when you're driving in DOC and this one's when you're driving in a 909?
Yeah.
What? Like the 909 one's all
bad areas. They'll be like, oh, look at this white guy.
The long hair with
poor
the...
white guy's lost.
You look like a serious fucking criminal, this one, dude. You look like a cold hearted fucking killer. Something. Jesus, there's no soul behind those eyes. That's all I'm saying.
You got a fucking American Psycho eye right there, man.
That's good.
You like Huey?
That's my clan.
Huey Lewis in the news?
That's my clan driver's license.
Hello, Paul. Paul Allen. All right. So I want to tell you guys a story that this guy I know. This is what happened to him, and I want to get your reaction, and I want you to put yourself in his situation after I'm done with it, and tell me what you would have done. Okay. So this guy, let's say he works at this company, and he gets this feeling that something is wrong at home with his girlfriend, because every night him and his girl would text while he's at work, and text all night, and it was kind of annoying. And so one night she's not texting him, and he's like, okay. And he tells me, I mean, some other guy.
I mean, my friend, not me.
He goes, he's like, he tells this other guy, hey, he's like, man, I think something's going on at home. And this other guy was like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, because every night I'm texting my girlfriend, or we talk to each other on the phone, but tonight, like, all of a sudden she doesn't do it no more. And, you know, it's been going on for like a couple weeks, and like, but now she's not even responding really. And so this other guy, he was like, well, what do you mean? Like, what, you guys text every night and this is weird now? Yeah, yeah, every night, man. He's like, but, you know, it's kind of weird because she's been hanging out with, like, you know, this other dude, like, that works with her, but he broke up with this girl, like, 2 weeks ago. And he's been hanging out, like, a lot lately. I mean, what do you mean hanging out with her? Well, you know, he'll come over and have dinner with, like, me and her, and, like, we'll do stuff together. And I'm like, yeah, that was, like, okay, that's fucking weird. But I was like, all right, cool. And he goes, like, you know, so I think maybe, I don't know. I go, well, what are you going to do? I think I'm going to go and check out right now, next, you know, see what's going on. I'm like, you're going to go, you're going to leave work right now and go check? He's like, yeah. He's like, why? And I go, dude, do you trust her? Yeah, yeah, I totally trust her. Doesn't sound like it. And he goes, he's like, no, I just want to see, go see what's going on. And I'm like, well, I don't think you should. I think you should... Well, what if she's hanging out with her friends? What does she do during the week? Well, sometimes she hangs with her friends Mondays night and Tuesday nights. It's a Tuesday night. I'm like, I mean, this guy was like, well, maybe she's hanging out with her friends. And he's like, well, maybe. Yeah, you're probably right, guy that I don't know. And then,
and so guy, bad at this.
Yeah, okay, fuck it. So then I'm like, yeah, And then he goes, oh, cause she's not answering her phone and she's not responding. I'm like, well, maybe her phone died. I'm like, you know, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. And he's like, well, all right. So then like 15 minutes go by and he goes from far away, I'll be back. And he just walks out. He just leaves. And so he takes off. He comes back like 30 minutes later. And he's like,
blood all over his shirt.
Nothing happened.
Blood and semen all over his face.
What? I don't know. If anybody asks where I've been here the whole time.
Yeah. And so he's like, well, her car wasn't there. And I'm like, okay, well, what does that mean? I don't know. I'm like, cool. So what have you found out? Nothing. Like, I'm like, okay, she's probably out with her friends, man. I don't know. This and that. So, okay, so that day, that was over. So, like, maybe like a week and a half later, the same thing, fuck it, the cat's out of the bag already. So we're at work, and this guy just, he goes, here, put this paperwork on my desk, give this to this guy, I'll be right back. And he runs out the door, and like, I'm like, hey, wait a second, and he just, no explanation, like, and I have time. He just left, he's gone. So a little while later, he comes back, like maybe like an hour later, and he's gone for a little while longer. He comes back to work, and he goes into his office, and he's sitting there, and he's on the phone. And he's talking, and I walk by his office, and I make like the flappy lips. I'm like, me, 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 like talking. You're talking like a bitch, you know?
Are you that guy that walks like back and forth by the door? Like,
no.
<soon? laughs>
No, I happen to be going to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom. Yeah. And so he waves me down. Like, he goes, come here, come here. And he gets off the phone, and he's like, excuse me? He's like, I caught her. I'm like, what do you mean you caught her? I caught her. You caught her? I caught her. That's all you can say. I caught her. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, what happened? He's like, he was there. I'm like, fucking shit, dude. You're kidding me. Nah, man. He was there. And I'm like, so what happened? He's like, well, I caught her. I'm like, well, what do you mean you caught her? Like, they were in the house together? Like, you saw them, like, you know, you saw them together? I caught him in the bedroom. I'm like, like, you caught them, like...
Watching TV?
I'm like, yeah. I'm
son
like,
of a bitch.
I'm like, you... Caught them? Yeah. And the guy was just like, you know, he was like you can tell, like, he was like in shock, like, fuck. I'm like, fuck, dude, what happened? He's like, well, I got my little brother staying with me, so I leave the side door open all the time. And so I didn't go through the front door because it would make noise. So I snuck through the side. I went into the side door. It's never locked. And I come in, and I go to the bedroom, and I'm stepping real quiet through the house, you know. And he goes to the bedroom door, and it's like, it's locked. But he like barely turns it, and he goes like, he's like, fuck. So he has the key, and quickly he puts the key in, turns it, pops the door open, and the guy fucking jumps out of the bed naked into the bathroom.
Oh, what a shit.
And he's standing there, and like the girl's like, and she like, she, you know, she's there like looking at him, and he looks at her, and he doesn't say a fucking thing. He just leaves, and he comes back to work.
What?
And I'm like, you didn't do anything? And he goes, no. Why? Like, you didn't do, like, you didn't it's do
probably,
anything.
It's probably better that he just took off, though.
Oh, hold on. So he goes, look, man, I have a loaded gun in my safe. He goes, if I would have stayed, I would have opened the safe. And he goes, and then it would not have ended well. And he's like, fuck it, man. I'm not going to get popped over something like this. He's like, I'm not, he's like, I would be in jail probably. I'm like, well, I guess he made the right decision. And so my question to you guys is, by the way, it was the dude that was hanging out a lot because he broke up with his girl. And they
duh,
were,
they of were, course. Well, I thought it was case, little brother.
In case anyone was wondering. And and
I didn't know we had special education people listening to our show.
And what was I gonna say? Oh, they work together, and they get off like around the same shift or whatever it was. So yeah. So don't let your wives go to work or girlfriends.
Don't let them work with guys.
So my question is, what do you think? I mean, yeah, you could say like, oh yeah, okay, it's smart that he did that. But what do you think, knowing yourself, you would have done in that situation? What would you have done? Because I know what I would have done.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear what you would have done. Since you know already.
Okay.
I gotta think about this.
First of all, seeing this scene, I would have been fucking insanely furious. Because for one thing, you don't want to see any girl with another guy. What?
You said that backwards.
Yeah.
I don't want to see any girl with my guy.
Did I say with your guy?
Yes. You see, I knew it. I wouldn't want my guy with any girl.
Rewind. You don't want to see your girl with any other guy, okay? Fucking yeah. Suck it, dude. Suck it, man. Suck it good. So you don't want to see your girl. You don't want to see your girl even get kissed by another guy, right?
Well, I would think not.
You don't want to see your girl get hugged by another guy, really. Okay, they do it, but like a friendly, oh, bye. But you don't want to see that.
Still, you're smiling, but on the inside, you fucking fire in your eyes.
It's raging. So, yeah, if you see this, that's one thing. If you see that your girl is with another dude, but on top of it, in your house, because it's that guy's house. It's his house. And on top of that, in your fucking bed.
It don't matter regardless where
it's at. It matters.
Are they married?
It matters more if you're at home, but I mean, there, here, whatever. Girl cheating is just bad. I mean, Hulk smash. At that point, yes. Hulk smash. And you know what?
But listen, okay, I get it. But yeah, the whole, it's all fucked either way. But nah. If you find out that he was fucking her in his place, that's okay, that's fucked up. But if it's in your bed, come on, man. It's like so much more intimate. You know, that's your bed.
That's your castle.
Yeah.
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 And he just fucking stormed the gates.
I'll tell you what I would have done.
Natalie, listen to this.
I would have. I'm not kidding. If I seen the guy cowardly run into the bathroom and lock the door, I would have fucking walked right up to that door, kicked the fucking door in. You know, the guy would have been naked and embarrassed and trying to hide himself. I would have gave him some good fucking shots right in the face. I would have just popped him on the floor. Pop! Pop! Before he died, and then I would get up and say, yeah, that just happened. And then I would walk away. Then I would leave the house. I probably would smack her. No, I wouldn't smack her. I wouldn't smack her more than three times. Then I would leave.
She'd still be conscious.
Because, I mean, the guy was in my house. I would have. And I don't think a cop would get me for that, man. They wouldn't. I mean, come on. Dude, this guy was fucking my wife in my bed. We didn't see anything. We don't know what happened. We're
in a dream world. Cool.
Wipers charges. This guy hit me. First he took my clothes off and then he hit me.
What if he wouldn't have ran into the restroom like a coward if you came? What if he jumped out of the bed, King Dingling hanging down? That's my email address, by the way. And be like, what?
King Dingling.
Look what you see? What? You want some of this?
What?
Then you would have.
That would not happen.
I'm going to get you later when he's not around.
Then you would have shut the door.
And you just see it. You're right outside. Oh, okay. I get it now.
All right. No. Okay.
Hey, have fun with my wife.
Wait a second. But the question was this exact scenario. What would you have done? Not if the guy got out of his bed and his fat cock was hanging below his knee and yelling at you and challenging you.
Tripoded over. He's like, what?
Not leaning.
He's like a monkey. He sometimes uses his cock to take a step.
So that's pretty bad if he swings it at you, right?
So what would you have done?
It points at you.
It summons you.
It does the Bruce Lee.
People can't see what you're doing.
He does the Bruce Lee hand. Come on.
Yes. What would you have done?
Oh, man. I know straight up. I would have, like I said, Hulk smash. Hulk toughest of all. I would have fucking hurt somebody. The male, most likely. I would have kicked the door down, just been like a fucking Arnold movie, just fucking pounce on the dude. Obviously, they probably would stay away from the bottom region because I don't like any dudes schlong touching me while I'm beating him up.
I'd probably rip it off.
Right? Yeah, with your mouth.
Yeah. I'd
this will teach you. You want to get your dick wet? You want your dick wet? What about that? You like that? This is where I learned it from.
That's it. It gets worse.
So, I mean.
You want to put it in a hole? Put it in this hole.
You learned your lesson yet? No. Okay. Well, I mean, I think if he does this, it should be an automatic. I think they should know if I get caught, I'm gonna get my ass fucking beat. Because not only is he, say he's fucking your wife or your girlfriend in his place, that's one story. But if the guy does it in your place, in your bed, he's got to realize that if he gets caught, he is going to be beat, maybe to death.
But the thing is like, were you walked away?
That's probably like the appeal of it too.
But she's also the one that invited.
Yeah, were you walked away? I'd fucking boot both of their...
She's a stupid woman.
I'd boot both of their asses out. I'd boot both of their asses out. And if she's naked, I'd fucking take the blanket off of her and fucking let her do whatever the fuck she wants, man. When you cheat, I'd rather... See, the thing is, like, I've always told the, you know, girlfriend, dude, if you have feelings to go somewhere else, just tell me, we'll end it. Cheating is a whole different... Like, I watch Cheaters. These guys are so stupid. It makes me mad. Like, I'm like... Oh, come on! Fucking idiot, you know?
You think that show's real?
I think so. Some of them, I think. Some of them are just ridiculous.
I like the host, dude. That guy's funny.
Oh, like when he got stabbed?
He's like, go ahead and hit me. I know martial arts. And this guy actually punched him, and he was like trying to keep his cool, and he was trying to hit the guy, but he kept like looking back at the camera. Like,
he's pretty cool. Martial
arts. So, pretty Greg, cool. What would you have done?
In my mind, it probably wouldn't happen this way, but in my mind, I'd have like a shotgun downstairs. I would only put in like two shells, shoot the hinges to make it real dramatic,
shoot the hinges,
kick the door down, and then I'd go and beat the shit out of that guy with that shotgun.
With the shotgun.
And then I would drag his ass outside with no clothes, and I would throw his ass out.
And then what? And then you would crucify him, right? Like you.
Well, probably, I mean... If it was my own house, I would have my bull mastiffs. I would let those fuckers go.
Don't you think at that point that's a perfect line to like say your favorite like kick-ass guy line?
Yeah.
Like,
what would you say?
Make my day.
I'd say, you've made my day. Now I'm gonna make yours.
Like, you know, like when you kick the door open. Go ahead. Do you feel lucky?
They can't see my face, just my silhouette. Nah, that's what I would do. I would go hit. I'd beat the shit out of that guy with a shotgun or with whatever I had in my hand.
You would get way more jail time than me, Alito, would because I'd have him semi deadly weapon.
Well, I would, what's
yeah, you're still beating with a weapon.
I'd get my knife.
The only weapons I would use is this. My fist.
Thunder and lightning.
He's using thunder and lightning. He's pointing to his lips.
That's what I would do. That's my line. That's my line. I would kick the door down and say, here's thunder and lightning to my fist. It's going to be a storm. And I would just beat the shit out of him.
Honestly, what I would do, and I have thought about this before, I would beat the guy up to a certain point to where he's not, you know, like going to die or unconscious. I would tie him up,
and throw him in the back of
my car, and I would drive him fucking far, far.
I don't think you want to piss this guy off. You probably don't want to piss him off, right?
Dump him in the high desert naked and just bone out.
You said bone him or bone out?
Bone out.
Oh, okay.
Bone in? All right. Okay.
And then I come back and throw her out and throw all this shit outside, too.
Get out, bitch!
I'd probably take both of them. Actually, this is what I would do. This is my revised edition.
Dump both of them in the desert.
I would always. Okay, this, when I get older and I have my older, when I grow up, I'm gonna have.
That's even worse.
I'm gonna have my own farm somewhere, right, in a desolate location, and I'm gonna have
Hesperia.
Hesperia. Fine, Hesperia, and I'm gonna have pigs like on that one movie,
Hannibal.
Yeah, and I'm gonna starve them. So on this occasion, I would take him and her and throw them in the pig, you know, the pig area, and then we'd eat them alive. And
no evidence.
No evidence.
So you think maybe like, you know, like having like a hole already dug in the backyard? You think a girl would ever cross you if you just like always like, you know, hey,
how tall are you?
jump to this hole really quick. I just want to make some measurements. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah,
every time she pisses you off, you point at the hole outside.
You do love me, right? You love me, right? Yeah. The hole what? The hole?
All right, so. Speaking of pussy. would you guys... I've thought about this. I think about weird shit all the time. I mean, I think you're the same way, Greg. I got weird, weird shit going on in my head, like, at all different times of the day, and weird thoughts pop in, and people told me I'm very fucking random, but this came in my head one night.
I fucking hate that word. Especially
random?
Especially the scene in Emo Kids, that's their favorite fucking word.
Well, I'm not using it like they do.
That's so random!
It's so random. Or even, like the Hispanic girls, that's so random. It's like, shut up.
I've never heard a Hispanic girl
say that. Oh, me neither. I just thought I would fuck that. Anyway, if you, because I think I heard this on like a Loveline type show. Would you ever have sex with a cousin that wasn't blood related, that was like married into the family, and she's super hot and she's into you? Okay, this is before all you girls and all that stuff. She's super into you, but you guys are cousins. Like, would you ever do anything like that?
No.
I actually know somebody.
Is this somebody you?
No. I know somebody.
His name
right
is...
now. That
Frigg.
His name's Gerg.
This guy, actually, I know him. And he's,
we got that part.
No, he's...
Yes, tell me more.
Do you know him?
I didn't find out about this till like later, but I met the girl that he was with, or this new girl. He has kids with some girl. And I think he has like 3 kids with her. And then, you know, they split up, and he's with some other girl, and he was going around with her for a while. And then it turns out it's his cousin. And I'm like, what?
Oh. By blood or marriage? Who cares, right?
Don't know that far. Just it's your cousin, like.
Did the kids have 3 eyeballs?
Like the fish from The Simpsons?
Like this guy on the Loveline show, he was, I think it was his sister, but it wasn't by, what is that, stepsister? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that step, or what's the other one?
No, step.
Half,
yeah, stepsister. So they got, I guess the parents met like later on, and like the girl, you know, they lived in the same house, and she'd walk around like in these like tiny ass shorts, like her ass cheeks are hanging out, and like little like and like little wife beater shirts, and or maybe even her underwear. I think that's what he said. Her underwear and wife beaters, and just walk around and like, you know, look at them certain ways. And they're brother and sister, I guess, technically, but not really. And should he fuck her is the question I really want you guys to answer.
Well, it depends. Is it blood? Like, a half-sister
meaning
his father's
her father.
Wait, do you see, okay. Different mothers.
Okay, let's revise this whole question. So you are, in this fantasy world, you are 18. You're both 18, right? your parents divorce, they meet other people.
We're still so, pink on the inside.
And so you're 18, your parents divorce, they marry other people, and they have a daughter that's super hot. She's 18. You know, you guys are brother and sister now because they got married. But she's, like, totally flirting with you and, like, you know, just any chance she gets, she's, like, she's just touching you and, like, just getting frisky. Is that wrong? Would you do it?
I wouldn't do it. I couldn't.
Would you do it?
I couldn't.
Okay, say she's your cousin. And say it's a guy.
It's even worse. Now, that makes it even worse.
I think it would be different if you didn't know that she was related to you. Both of you guys didn't know that you were related, and you wind up meeting somewhere, and you guys fooled around. And then later on you find out, dude, that's going to be like, oh my God, like, oh, I can't believe this happened.
Actually, I've heard stories where a guy meets a girl and they have sex and they wind up being half brother and sister. Like, it turns out, like, you know, they find out later on, like, actually, you know, I think the whole brother and sister thing was, like, too close. It has to be, like, a cousin because it can't be that close to you.
Well, you still know.
But I've talked to some other guy and they're like, well, fuck, dude, if it's not blood, then what does it matter?
Still, man, I mean, like, I know guys, like, I was talking to a coworker a couple months back. He's like, yeah, I just went to a family reunion. Man, there's some good-looking girls. I'm like, I think at a family reunion, you probably don't want to say there's some good-looking girls in the same party you're at, because it's called family reunion. You don't want to, yeah, you don't want a reunion that much. I mean, that's pretty much.
Try to get laid at this party.
Was this party in Arkansas?
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I guess you guys are both good guys. I thought one of you would crack.
You would.
No.
You haven't given your answer.
So, what if you and Greg were half brothers?
I would do him. I mean, what?
As long as it's got hair.
Do you remember that movie? What's that movie called? With Samuel Jackson? Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Time to kill.
Time to kill. One of the hillbilly guys is like, you know what they say. If they're old enough to crawl, they're in the right position. Filthy.
I think I'm going to watch that movie just for that part.
Yes, I think you have to.
How far into the movie is it?
YouTube.
So, okay, well, I don't know. What if you're in love? I'm just kidding. Okay, forget that. I got a raunchier question for both of you guys. I'm saving this one for you, Greg. It's very raunchy. If you had to have sex with one animal, what would it be?
Animal?
Yeah. Pick the prettiest animal you can think of. Which would it be? Or actually, what do you think would be
I got the answer for that.
What would be the most enjoyable? What kind of animal would be the best lay? What do you think?
A human?
See what he did there?
We're all primitive, right? We're all animals. We'll have
just
animals.
Watch the apes, too? Man.
Okay. Non-human. What do you got?
Come on.
Cro-Magnon man.
Because, I mean, you hear about the cows, right? That seems...
Isn't it goats? More?
That seems what?
That seems kind of hot.
That seems okay. No. That seems okay.
It seems like they're too damn big, right? Like, they're pretty tall. So, I mean, you got to have, like, probably some kind of step stool or something.
If you're having trouble, why don't you go to a calf?
Well, that's the next one. I mean, oh, not really a calf, but like a goat. Like you said, a goat.
I know why, because this guy's a boob man. He likes all those teats. That's
what. Yeah, I want to milk it while I'm going for it. Why not? And, there's the goat. There's the donkeys, and there's donkey shows in Mexico, yeah. Which I've always wanted to see, but...
I think you're revealing too much.
Wouldn't you want to see a donkey have sex with a woman?
No.
At least just once.
No.
Just for a little bit.
No.
Like, you just watch it go, okay, no. Wow, okay, I'm out of here now.
No. Well, you know what? If, and this goes for any buddy, whether you admit it or not, it's like, you know, you're not into it, but you're just like you have to see it, you know? You're
thank
just like
you.
Curious.
Yeah.
It's like a car crash.
Lito, that
like,
means you're a fucking liar.
That's terrible. I don't want to see it, but then you're like.
You would want to see it at least once.
Me.
Yeah, all right.
quick, to the computer.
Yeah, yes. So there's no answer for you guys. Actually, I heard that the best one is like a jellyfish, but
basically, wait, having sex with a jellyfish?
Yeah, I heard about that.
What?
Yeah, not the poisonous ones because
I was gonna say maybe if you like
that'll end badly.
S&M, if you like to be punished,
sting me.
So maybe a dog, right? A dog is a friendly animal. You think like your best friend? You got a dog, Lito. How do we know that you, No?
No.
So how did it feel?
Sorry. What? No.
So you're not going to answer. None of you guys are manly enough to say, what kind of animal you have sex with?
I never thought about an animal
that way. You know what, dude? Even if I was the last person on Earth, I wouldn't have sex with an animal.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
A duck.
I'm not that fucking, like, you desperate, just said, dude, for...
Like, oh my god.
You just said something that leads exactly to the next topic I have, actually.
I think I've been waiting
What'd for this What'd you just one. Say? No, not that one.
If I was the last person on Earth...
on Earth, then what? You would not have sex with an animal.
I would not have sex with an animal.
Right. Check this one out. I was talking to guys at work the other night, and we were just fucking around, and this topic came up out of this little brain here. It popped out of nowhere, and it'd make a good movie, a really good movie, and I hope whoever's out there listening, if you have access to not a fucking gay movie like you make at your house, a real studio, okay, if you know people that can write a script and all that shit and get the shit to accomplish, a movie where every woman has died except for one, okay? The last woman on Earth, and say it's your girlfriend or your wife, could you imagine how many people would try to grab that, try to get that woman just so they can rape her?
Well, we got to be talking how many people are left.
All the guys are left. There's only one woman left.
Every man in the world.
Yeah.
I would hide her in a fucking cave and
That's exactly
pale.
What I said.
She would be pale because I would never let her see daylight.
But you have to... Okay, you have to really think about this because you have the only woman, okay? And every guy, you know, they have nothing to do. There's only animals left. And so there's only women, that one woman. So that's like the winning lottery ticket in the ghetto. Every dude would be killing to get that fucking lottery ticket, and they'd do whatever it takes to get it. You got to protect that woman with everything. So even going out, it's like, you know, if you leave and stuff, it's like, hey Greg, why are you in that cave like all the time? Like, what are you doing in there?
They're like, why don't you come in and find out?
Boom! And then it's like, okay, what if you go to get some food one day and you know, some dude just smells woman on you? You know, they just smell. I mean, women have to have like a certain scent, right? Like a certain different scent than men do. What if they smell something different on you, like, what the fuck? Because you would imagine that, you know, if you're around guys all night or all day, all night, if you come around and you have the only woman, they're gonna smell something on you.
Dude, you act like I'm like just paid for my gas. I'm walking out of the gas station like smiling.
He's had pussy. Get him.
Hey, you never know.
Storms me.
Start skipping.
But could you imagine that? Okay, we've all seen the.
Or they smell the pussy on me.
Hey, it's very possible. We've all seen the post-apocalyptic movies like The Road and like the Book of Eli and all that shit. And everyone gets fucking. They turn scavenger. You know, they turn fucking crazy, and they go after everyone and stuff. And and that's kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. If you have like the last woman on Earth, everyone's gonna want that woman. You know, they're all gonna want her. And can you imagine fucking that life? You know, what would you do? Like, would you just load up on weapons and like a whole fortress and like, because, and you couldn't, and what if she's like, fuck you, I'm going outside because you always keep me in this cave.
She's getting tied up.
at least.
That's what everyone else would do, so you're no better.
You're doing it for your own good, bitch.
Okay, so you got nothing to add to this?
You guys read my mind.
Yeah, I'll take a beer. Surprise me. Speaking of women, did you guys, I wanted to save this one for when Greg came along also, because I think he probably did it, but I don't really know. Maybe you did it. Did you ever, when you were young, did you ever put your dick between your legs and act like you were a girl?
I honestly,
and look in the mirror.
I honestly did, but I didn't do it to look like a girl.
I fuck me.
Yeah, exactly. I did it because the first time I seen
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I did that because I seen it on. Can I play that song? I actually bought that song just because.
What song?
G-
Garvey, Goodbye Horses.
Goodbye Horses.
That's the song that he's playing when he's doing his little dance.
What dance?
In Silence of the Lambs. Oh. Were you just laughing because you thought it was a line?
Isn't that the crying game? Or
no, he's the like, Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, watch.
Good. Play the song and do the lines.
Actually, I'll play something better.
He's going into his magical phone. Is it Buffalo Bill? There he goes.
Oh, yeah,
Buffalo. It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
That was it? Where's the song?
That's Kill... All right, Kill Bill. That's Buffalo Bill. This is the song from that movie, though. Remember when he's playing this and he throws the earring on and he tucks the dick between his legs?
He's putting it on the lipstick.
I like it already.
In the mirror.
You know what's funny is that, it's going kind of nerdy, but on Xbox Live when we play, every time we play the song we play in Black Ops, we do so good. It's funny, there's like five of us.
What do you mean every time you do it, you play it constantly?
Yeah, we play this song.
It's on repeat. It's on like, repeat.
Everybody on my team has a song and we play it.
And are you all putting your dick between your legs and dancing around while you're playing? No.
Would you do...
You did that.
Yeah, he goes...
I used to do that because I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. Like, you're standing in the mirror and, like, you're taking a shower or whatever. And it's
that's
like,
probably where you got it like, from. He's like, probably watching whoop, you.
There it goes. I'm a girl.
I never did the shower. I only did it because that movie, and then I started laughing after.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me so hard.
Oh, man. Did you do that?
I've
be honest.
I've never.
Oh, fuck you.
I swear to God, I've never done that. I swear to God,
my
I've never
dick
done
was
that.
Too big to put between my legs.
Yeah. Then it's almost like putting it in my ass. That's gay.
My balls were in the way. Well, I'm glad we got it. I'm glad I brought that up. Disturbing as it was.
Here you go, a bottle opener.
Yeah, I don't want to break my fingers.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I didn't tell people we were drinking this time, did I? I'm bad at that. I get really bad at that. I get carried away.
You didn't introduce anybody, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Introduced Greg.
I introduced you too.
Did you?
You first, asshole. So, Greg just cracked us open. I just had my other ESB. That one was I got the variety pack. And, sorry,
that's
Red,
so good.
Red Hook.
Like,
sorry, Red Hook.
They look like little medicine bottles.
The first,
yeah, they're like does. Junior beer.
The first one was ESB that I had, or I had a Pilsner ESB. Now it's a IPA. Just in case any of you are following along at home. I don't know if you are, but who gives a fuck. Lito just finished his other Jack and Coke, and I think he needs a refill, right?
Yes, I'm gonna get one.
Well, go handle that. And,
tell me what to do, bitch!
I'm a real man.
I'm my own man.
I can do it myself!
And Greg just, he brought a 12-pack of Orange Wheat Hanger 24. Hangar 24 is becoming a big deal out in the Inland Empire. I think it's actually spreading because they're getting a good reputation. And I'm giving you a beer lesson, but Hangar 24 was what I heard is they're founded by pilots and they use an old aircraft hangar and they made a brewery out of it. So it's in Redlands, California, and I just thought that was kind of cool, man. A couple of guys get together and they make their own fucking brewery, so that's cool. Cheers, Greg.
Sorry, I'm already drinking.
Can you guys hear me making my drink?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's really frosty.
All right.
You know
of...
what I drank this morning when I woke up? Before
what?
Breakfast, actually? The first thing I put into my body?
Was it called Lido?
I've heard this is a bitch drink, or sorry, a female drink, but...
You can say bitch drink.
I like it. I don't want to offend the.
It's okay. You can offend everyone.
The women out there. There's probably
no women.
They
like to be offended. What you don't understand is women like a dickhead that's going to offend them.
All right, I'm pulling your hair right now. A bitch drink. I've had a cran raspberry and raspberry vodka. Smirnoff raspberry vodka. It was pretty good.
Cran raspberry. What are you on your period?
I think I was on my period.
I've had raspberry vodka and cranberry juice. And, yeah, it's, I mean, sometimes, let's be honest, even if you're a guy and even if you're manly like we are, sometimes you get in the mood, sometimes you get in the mood for something fruity every now and then. And, yeah,
that's when I turn to James.
There you go.
They call him Sweet Dick Willie.
Speaking of dicks and speaking of turning and speaking of movies, this is my next question for you guys. Cause I've been curious about this for a long time too. There's etiquette in different things. There's etiquette in the movie theater. Okay. when you're in the movie theater and you're walking to your, let's say you are taking your seat and you want to sit in the middle and there's some seats open, but you got to go through people first to get to that middle seat. Do you give them your ass or your dick?
Oh, the old Fight Club.
Is that it? Is that a Fight Club?
Yeah.
Really?
As Tyler Durden, Brad Pitt's character, he's all, okay, well, now the question of the day, do I give you the ass or the balls?
Oh, I don't remember that.
It's a good fucking
Are
movie.
They in a movie?
No, I've seen that movie.
No, they're on a plane.
Oh, just walking by people seating. Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. You know, now that you say that, I think that's when he first meets him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always give the front view. Because
so you give the dick to the guy's
well,
face.
I mean, I don't see it like that. Obviously, that's what's facing them. But like you know, the
as you walk by, you're thrusting. Yeah. Excuse me.
The seats aren't that low to where they're dick level. Like eye dick level. They're like it's I like dick. Fuck. I don't know. Belly
what
button
if it's a
to chin.
What if it's a midget?
I always walk by because I like to look them in the eye and say, "Excuse me."
You have to look them in the eye?
Yeah, because yeah, that doesn't make it weird.
You bend down like the eye level?
No, I don't
Excuse
go...
Excuse me.
Excuse me. No, I don't do... No, I mean, I'm like walking by and I go, oh, you know, whoever's with
Can
you.
Can I
go,
pass by to get some popcorn? No. Excuse us.
Yes. So you give the dick?
Yeah. That's what you're saying. I give the dick.
Leto.
I give ass.
I give ass, too.
I give ass,
I give ass, too.
Because this way I can still watch
You guys
movie.
Give ass, I give dick. Why don't we hang out
like that? Hey-o! All right, well, whoever's out there, if you want to contribute, just Facebook us. You give ass or dick. Just let us know.
Wait, girls too, they can, you know.
Yeah, girls, do you give ass or dick? Facebook.com/TheDangerHour, so handle that.
Girls have dick?
Get on it.
Do you give ass or vajay?
That's right.
Vajayjay.
Vajayjayzy. Vajayjayjay. Okay, I don't know how this is a segue, but this is the next thing I got written down. I really have no idea why I wrote this down next, but fuck it. Asian girls. Okay? Why? Okay. Why do people make so much, guys, make so much of a big deal over Asian girls? Do you get this whole thing? Do you like Asian girls? I mean, we all got girlfriends and wives or whatnot, but it doesn't fucking matter. They can't get mad at you. It's a preference, or not really a preference. It's just, you know, it's a taste. Are you attracted to Asian girls?
I haven't seen too many Asian girls that are, like, pretty. Like, you know, like, oh, first...
You asshole.
Well, first of all, you go to, like, celebrity,
fuck you,
right?
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, you're not
you.
Going no more.
No, fuck you.
You look at the celebrities. I mean, what hot Asian...
Oh, why celebrities? I'm talking about, you know, the general fucking public.
The general public is more...
Ugly
than the fucking celebrity status.
All right.
So, the celebrity status, when it comes to the Asian chick, I think the only one that I... know of
Don't say
and
Lucy
that's even
Liu.
Pretty.
Don't say Lucy Liu.
No, not Lucy Liu's nasty.
Oh, okay.
Is that Jamie Chung from Sucker Punch?
Oh,
she was on the Disney Channel.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then.
You know what? When I first Disney saw her, I thought she was way. Like I thought she was like Tila Tequila at first. Like the very first split second I saw her, I'm like, is that fucking Tila? Oh no, okay, that's not her.
What's her name?
Jamie Chung, I think it is.
Jamie Chung.
Just Sucker Punch.
Have you seen that movie?
Jamie Chung already popped up.
It's
Have you seen it?
Me? Yeah. It's a good movie.
I didn't like it.
It's right. Like a movie.
It's alright.
I didn't like it.
actually, I'll do this one.
Okay, well, but I know guys... I'm going to say, I think Billy... I know... He might be a listener here, but Billy... He's a friend of mine. He's got this thing for Asian girls. And, I mean, that's all he likes. And I think it's... I mean, that's cool, man. Billy, do what you want to do. Personally, I think it's a little strange to be... Well, not really. It's
Call
not really
his
strange.
Name out like
it's
that.
It's not strange because some guys like Mexican girls, some guys like white girls, but I really don't... I guess what I really want to say is I don't get the whole thing like, Asian girls. It's like, really? I really don't get it. I haven't really seen in my lifetime. Maybe two, maybe... Okay, less
a
than
handful,
five.
A
yeah.
handful.
Less than five.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she's really fucking pretty.
She's a cute girl. She's a cute girl.
But
she's okay.
This photo,
I don't
really
get the thing
justice
that,
because she, you know, all girls look different.
Her eyes are kind of far apart from me.
She's Asian.
But yeah, okay. So But do you?
I did it on. I purposely showed that photo because there's cleavage on there. That's why he's like,
it's okay. Yeah, no, I mean she's got a nice body.
She suddenly got better.
Her face is a little funny looking. You got to be honest. Yeah, that's a better picture. But her face is kind of whatever.
He can't be honest right now.
I'm always honest.
Show him a picture of an Asian guy.
Yeah.
Woo, here we go.
So do you think, do you have a thing for Asian girls at all? At all? Anything?
Like no. I said, that's the only one I can even think of. I mean, okay. When I think of Asian girls, I think of that
so
one.
So you just like Lucy Liu,
and,
is what you said.
No, Lucy Liu is nasty. It's that one and Tila Tequila.
So you like Lucy Liu and you like the Korean comedian, what's her name?
Margaret
Cho, yes.
Don't forget about Connie Chung.
Connie Chung. Mori Povich.
Mori Povich, you lucky bastard.
You lucky dog.
There is one Asian girl that I like. She's a form of an actress.
A porn actress.
Her name is Tara Patrick.
Oh, nice selection.
I think she's...
She doesn't count, though.
You know what? I really think we're overlooking some good looks.
Because you can see her naked?
I think porn is... You know what? Fuck it. She counts. She's fucking hot. My brother-in-law drops off this book the other day. I got home the other day from work. And Sandra, she's all, hey, check out this book. Roger, brother-in-law, he dropped it off for you so you could read it. It's a really good book. He says, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him. I'm like, okay. I didn't know what she meant by that, right? So I pick it up. It's the autobiography of Tara Patrick. it's something boobies.
With pictures.
Yeah, it has pictures. It has pictures. So what do? You know, when you get a book,
you look at the pictures.
Immediately go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you go to the book and you start flipping through. Oh, shit, this thing's got pictures. Whoa! I like this book already.
It's the best book ever.
I've had it for a week, haven't read it.
Another page is stuck together. Yeah. Huh?
But I've seen all the pictures at least three or four times.
This is a hot Asian right here.
Well, let's see.
Hold on, I gotta pull up a photo.
I think we're overlooking a couple of Asian actresses.
Like there is. That's why I pulled up attractive Asian actresses.
As you typed in on Google.
Can't find anything yet. This is probably one of the best.
Oh, fuck you,
Pikachu.
That's nasty. All right.
I can't think of any other Asian actresses.
I can't think of any. Who cares? All right, yeah. So you're not into the whole Asian girl thing.
No.
I thought maybe one of you would have had like an Asian fetish type thingy. So, all right. Okay, let's totally get off this whole topic.
Oh, you know who is Asian and is attractive? Olivia Munn.
Oh, nice. Man. She's nice. Hot.
I think she's
hot. She's not. Man. She's not Asian.
Well, she's mixed. She's Asian.
She's got slanty eyes.
I like that girl, man. She's got this cool attitude also. She's got this cool attitude about her where...
You know, if we dig deep enough, there's going to be a whole bunch of like, oh, I like this one too because she's got... Half or something like Ariane Celeste. I think she's fucking.
Well, you know what?
Hot as fuck, and she's got some kind of Filipino.
Not because me and Greg are half breeds. That's not why I'm saying this. But I think, and I'm being honest here. I think a lot of the half breeds are fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just take into account the most popular one, Halle Berry, half black, half white. Probably, and I'm gonna stand by this. No, I'm gonna stand by this. I think of all time, probably one of the. I think top 10 hottest women of all time. Not now, but, you know, at her hottest. Okay? You feel me on this one? Am I wrong?
I don't know if you were there one time. We're at Dominic's house in your uncle's house up in Fontana.
Yep.
And
Fontucky!
But I don't know if you were there. I just remember being at Dominic's house and there's a bunch of guys around. And for whatever reason, we were like watching the Flintstones. You know the Flintstones movie with Halle Berry in it?
She's in that?
Yeah. She's the fucking secretary chick.
Movie. I don't remember that.
Well, okay, yeah. So I guess you weren't there.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. So, well, like, I mean, if I was, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long fucking time ago. So we're all watching it like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. She's so fucking hot. It was just like 10 dudes like, oh, fuck yeah.
Why were 10 dudes watching the Flintstones?
I have no idea.
And you know why you guys thought she was hot? Because it took you guys back to that primitive... time like, oh man,
I'm gonna bedrock her all night.
I wanna make her bedrock.
Alright. And I'm gonna totally switch topics on this. Okay, I'm just gonna throw you fucking for a loop here on this one. Let's get into movies here.
Woo!
Cause I know Greg, I know you're a fan of movies. I happen to fucking I'm a man. And I will use the word together. And I will use the Yeah. And I will use the word adore. I adore movies.
He adores movies so much that He claims it was for our little sister, but he used to put on the surround sound with Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Suck it. Stop stop talking and right now.
And we would sing the this main song in the movie. No shame.
You know
man.
What? You know, okay, I'll tell you this. The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, what the fuck you call it. That's got a really good soundtrack.
He used to love the songs what was the guy's name that... It was like the evil...
The Hunchback?
Head of the church.
That he guy, wasn't the head of the church. It was...
He was like a conspirator, though, right?
For the it church? Was like the head of like the police or some shit.
I know you fucking know the song. Sing a part of it.
Wait.
In his voice.
Hold on.
The only one that comes to mind is Beauty and the Beast for me.
For you? Kissed on!
Hold on. Shit. Be our guest. Like fire, dark fire. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This burning in my skin. Yeah.
That's enough.
This burning desire is turning me to sin. And then, like, all this fucking, like, cloaked, like, demon people step up. That shit was fucking sick, man. That's
yeah, back in the day, it was bad.
It was pretty hard. All right.
I don't think I ever.
Actually,
we used to kick our parents out of the room and like turn up watching.
Get out! We're watching Hunchback.
But that was actually a very powerful scene. The whole thing was he was in love with this gypsy woman, but it was wrong. It was totally wrong because the gypsies were. I mean, it's kind of the Hitler Jew thing, man. It's like you can't. They are evil. You need to kill them. But the guy was in love with this girl, and he was like just fucking tormenting himself because he just loved, and it was fucking like it was against everything at the society at the time, and religion, all that shit. But,
I was, and
he was struggling with it.
Him and Phoebus fought for her.
growing up in
and Quasimodo, there's like a four-way love triangle, like love quadrilangle, whatever the fuck you call it.
At our house, we were Lion King people.
Lion King?
Yeah. Oh, Lion King was... I mean, that's a great-ass movie.
We actually used to...
Shut it!
Act out some of the roles.
The part when...
Scar! Brother! Help me! We let him go.
Long live the king! And this was like a long time ago. Like, it was a long time ago. We're probably like 25 and 22. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Bust my head open.
Yes. You know what? There's a few people. I think Josh is one of them. That's like, dude, whenever you and your brother get together, it's like fucking movie, like references after movie.
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
They're like, I don't get it, man. Like, you just go off in this whole fucking thing. And so yeah, it's funny. But but yeah, I want to get into this movie topic. And do you like horror movies?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone... Not everyone, but I think...
Some favorites.
Yeah.
A lot of them are stupid.
I think most... Yeah. Most horror movies are fucking dumb. But there are some good ones. And I think most people like a good horror movie. I think they like... Yeah. It's like... I think it's like a cheap thrill, you know? Like, oh, yeah. You know it's going to be stupid, probably. You know it's going to be dumb. But that's kind of the point with most of them. But the better ones are actually fucking good. Like, I mean, they get you, you know? And they're well done. The ones that are well done, and if they pull them off right, if you got good acting, I mean, like any movie, the good directing, good acting, you know, good actors, good story. Horror movies a lot of times fall apart. Like you know, they start good and then just fucking fall apart.
Yeah,
and they get dumb, especially like 3/4 of the way, and then just everything goes to shit. Yeah, but my question for you guys is, what is the scariest horror movie of all time for you? The scariest.
The Exorcist.
Still. That is for most people, that's what it is.
I can, you know what it is? Is like last night. I was the wife, fiance, she was out with her friends, and I was like, you know what? Because I've been feeling really old lately where I go to sleep like at 11:15 now. So last night I was home alone, I'm like, you know what, I'm done watching porn. My hands are already drawn. No, you know what? I'm gonna stay up and watch some Netflix movies. So
you had to take a nut nap.
Exactly. Yeah.
Netflix? What Netflix?
I had to recover. Anyways, so I'm looking.
So you're all porn out.
Yeah, I was all porn out. Yeah, exactly.
He's over there drooling from both of his hands.
Wait, let me interrupt you real quick because you know who I talked about? I hate slang and people come up with new slang. Just to go against that, I came up with my own new slang. Okay.
Oh God.
So, in reference to jerking it, it's going to be called crushing it. Okay, I crushed myself earlier tonight.
I've heard that before.
Really? It's already used?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I retract the whole
not
thing.
For jacking off, but I've heard, like, oh, what's his name? Big Pun used to always say that. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That means he fucks a lot.
I thought it was smash. That's what, like, I smash
crush
a lot.
Crush a lot.
Same shit.
I think the Jersey Shore jacket is, are you saying smash?
Son of a bitch.
Grenade.
I wanted to come up with some stupid fucking bullshit.
She's a grenade.
Like, I wanted to say, like, hey, what's up, guys? I crushed myself earlier tonight.
Why would you say, hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I was crushing earlier. Guess what I did earlier. Crushed. I totally crushed
myself.
Did you
hear what this guy just
said? All right, forget all that. Never mind. Okay, so go ahead. Exorcist, and you're crushing yourself. And
yeah.
I mean...
So I was after I was questioning myself.
Yes, thank you.
I was going through my instant Netflix queue.
Yes.
What do you I've heard people say different
instant queue.
Instant queue.
It's not Quay.
I've heard somebody say Quay.
That's because they're fucking retards.
And they're, yeah, they're fucking
tomato tomato.
Yeah,
instant.
They're Quay-tarded.
Quay.
Anyways, so I actually have The Exorcist on there, and I'm all. No. And
scared
and
or
it,
what?
Yeah, it freaks me out, man. Just I watch scary movies, and you're like, oh, that's fake, that's fake, that's fake.
What about it scares you? Because it's a kid? Because it's the
no,
devil?
No, no, yeah, that's probably it.
The devil?
You're
fucking Catholics. And
you're no, no, it. No. It has nothing to do with religion. You know what? Just that whole just like...
But is it supposed to be the devil or just an evil spirit?
It's supposed to be, yeah.
It's not the devil, though.
No,
right?
It's supposed to be a demon.
Yeah, it's never the devil.
But
it's
if
never,
you ever, like, read.
It's always the demon Ball.
Yeah.
And, like, every whole. Like,
demon
every,
Ball, what's that?
It's the name of the demon that possesses the, like, a human body that tries to come through
well, kinda like,
to this
like
realm.
Like, Paranormal Activity. You know, that was a demon, too. And the thing is like, you know what? Like, sometimes when I get caught up on these things, I'll read about them. And you know what? Like the other day, I was just in my store, and there was no customers.
I thought Paranormal Activity. I thought that was like just like a spirit that was left behind.
No, it was a demon.
It was
in
a demon.
Like Constantine, The Rite, I believe
a lot
The Exorcist.
Of them, a lot
it's
of
all
are demon.
The demon Ball.
And the thing is, like I said, I was just like
the Exorcist
YouTubing
movies.
Weird Ouija board, something, whatever.
Wait,
right?
I'm sorry. One more time. You ever done that before? Ouija
no,
board?
No.
Greg?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I think, you know what? I would do it.
Yeah, fuck you.
I just never known anyone that had one.
Did you know that game is the highest sold game?
I've heard that.
It's so fucking...
It's more, what was it? More games are sold than
Bibles?
No. Than Monopoly. It was like the highest...
I thought Monopoly was the number one selling board game.
Oh, I guess not.
Ouija board is.
Maybe of all time. Yeah. I don't know.
Of all time.
Well, it's based off of some kind of folkloric tool. That's what I was reading about.
But do you believe in that shit? Do you think everything really moves?
See, that's the thing. You know what? Like we've talked about before. There has to be some kind of source material, some true source material for things like this to exist. So like I said, I was reading about this and like, you know what? All these different videos from different people were referring to this one Ouija board, certain Ouija board demon. So I started reading about the actual fucking demon, and like I started freaking out. And of course, when I'm looking through my Netflix, and it's 12 at night, I started scared to myself. I was like,
"Were you alone?"
Yeah, I was by myself. The thing.
That's what I like to watch scary movies because, or horror movies because a lot of these horror movies they don't scare me, and I want to be scared.
Yeah.
I want to be scared.
One time I crushed it to The Exorcist, and he goes, "To the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
You're like, get out of me, demon."
exactly.
This white demon.
When she has boned herself with the cross.
Oh, that was so hot. Oh, fuck it. That gets
She's
me.
She's like, fuck. What did she say on Scary Movie? She's like, "Your mother's with us." And he's like, "Mom, would you get out of there?
You're not fun. You're no fun."
All right, so Exorcist for you.
Exorcist.
Greg, scariest movie ever.
I don't know. I don't know about the scariest, but I'm a big fan of the Hannibal saga.
Mm-hmm.
Or series, whatever you want to call it. All the Hannibal movies, I really like those. When I was younger, the first time you seen it, actually, I was sitting there. We're at our grandfather's house.
Lambs?
Yeah. We're at our grandfather's house. The part where she walks down to like interview him. Dude, I was freaking scared. I didn't say nothing, but I was like, I was terrified, dude. I don't know what
used to watch. We used to watch on I think it was Nick at Night or whatever the fuck it's called. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Remember that show?
Yes. Yeah.
You used to watch that show?
That shit's fucking awesome, man. I remember that. You know that what? All
it's
the time.
It's dude, probably gay as fuck now.
No. Crypt Keeper was Tales from the Crypt. But no. They have some of them on YouTube.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, some like
it's probably gay now, but
they still come on TV.
But when we were young,
a couple of them hold up.
When we were young. Oh, really? You watched them recently?
Yeah. Yeah,
because I used to be like, oh, it was like 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. We're young kids.
Well, that's
like,
what it was. Oh. Obviously, when you're younger, you don't know.
And it had that cool intro, like
yeah.
And like
the part that always freaked me out. Yeah, the part that always freaked me out was the clown. Do you remember that?
Like
right at the end, they would show that weird looking clown, and it was.
There was a clown episode, right?
No.
Wasn't there a clown episode?
There was a clown episode. Yes.
Yeah.
But like right before they did the whole match thing. Like, they would show a clown, and then, like, you know how, like, you don't want to show you're scared, so you kind of, like, look at your watch, or you look at your like, phone, like, huh, and then, like, and then when you know it passes, oh, it's over, yeah, okay. I used to do that when, at Tales of the Crypt, when he would pop out.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, he'd get, and like, oh, look around, and then, like, oh, it's over already? Oh, I missed it. Sorry.
Do you have a
seem like a guy that would do that if you're watching a movie and it's like gets real emotional to that part where your eyes start to get like, oh, like they hurt. Like you're going to tear and you look away like.
That's this guy.
Oh, man. I need another soda or something. Like,
oh, no. This water splashed in my face.
Are you afraid of clowns?
And then I hate when your girl looks up at you. She turns around and goes. are you crying?
No. What are you talking about?
No, mine says, stop crying like a bitch, motherfucker.
Do you want to get fucking hit?
Are you afraid of clowns, Greg?
The only clown... Yes, I hate clowns.
Just Ronald McDonald, right?
No, the only clown movie that scared the shit out of me when I was growing up was It. Yeah. Stephen King's It.
I think that does it for a lot of people.
Yeah, it does.
That was just... They all float down here.
Tim
that
Curry.
That guy scared the shit out of me, dude.
Tim Curry on Home Alone,
too. I was even scared when I was him at Home Alone.
Oh, my God.
He looks like the Grinch, huh?
Yeah.
He looks like the
Grinch. Well, that whole part when in Home Alone 2 when he does smiles, the fucking Grinch smile. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to... I'm taking this... When I thought about this because I was thinking more along... Maybe I should have told you in the beginning. I was thinking more along... May not be the scariest movie of all time, but which one psychologically fucked you up, if any have? Because I have been psychologically fucked by one movie in particular.
Which is?
Psycho.
I haven't seen that.
Haven't seen Psycho.
I see what you're saying, where you don't get what the movie's about. You're like, what? Like,
No. What I mean is, after I've seen Psycho, I wasn't too young. But, I mean, I heard about it a lot, and I wanted to watch it, so I rented it at the video store. Went home, you know, it's, I'm sure, I mean, it's funny to me how people don't know about certain things, like, and I'm sure some people are like, well, what's Psycho? But for those of you listening that don't know what it is, it's like a 50s Alfred Hitchcock movie. It's about a guy that it's the Bates Motel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they're talking about American Psycho.
No. They filmed it on the Universal Studios lot, and there's the fucking hotel there.
When you're going through the tram, it's the hotel and the house in the background.
Exactly. And I mean, spoiler alert, the movie's old as fuck. So everyone knows about it. Yeah, all that shit. And so, the guy... it's the Bates Motel, and it's Patrick Bates. Is it Patrick Bates? Is that his name?
No, that's his name's Norman.
Norman Bates. Yeah. Norman Bates. And
good evening, Master Bates.
And so the whole thing is, he's with his mother, and his mother dies, but he puts on the persona as his mother. So he's psycho. he's like a split personality. He portrays his mother and himself, and it's fucking, it's a little twisted, but because it's made in the 50s, it's kind of, it doesn't hold up really, but it's, I would say the scariest movie I've seen because after I saw it, I was never fucking the same because every time I'd go into someone's bathroom, I have to look behind the fucking shower curtain.
Till this day?
Yes. Not all the time in our place, not really. I'm not kidding, man. Like, I didn't realize, I didn't realize it fucked me that much, and I didn't realize how fucked I got until I'm like, why am I looking in this person's shower curtain? Because I don't want to. I want to make sure no one's hiding in the fucking shower.
Yeah.
And that's the movie. And come on, people, if you don't know it, you're fucking retards. But the part in that movie that's most famous is the shower scene, like the whole The guy dresses up as his mother, and the girl's taking a shower, and he rips the shower curtain open, and he fucking stabs her to death in the shower, and then you know there's this, she gets killed, and you see the blood spiraling down the fucking drain, and I don't know why I gotta check the shower because no one was hiding in the shower when that scene, like he just you know walked in while she was showering, but ever since I saw that movie, like I have to check fucking shower curtains like when I go into a shower, so. So that, in a sense, because of what it did to me, is the scariest movie I've seen, a horror movie. And some people say that about Jaws, because after that they could not go in the fucking ocean because they got scared as fuck, and that movie just ruined them forever. And so has any movie really, I don't think it's done for
like,
you guys,
well,
right?
Not so, I mean, when I was younger, I remember, like, they would play Child's Play, Chucky. And, of course, you know, you'd pass by any doll when you're younger and... Oh fuck! Is it moving? Like, is it moving?
He's gonna
is
come
it...
alive when I leave the room.
Exactly. Like,
Toy Story doesn't help either.
No, we see everything. Yeah. No, my friend's house that I used to spend the night a lot at when I was younger, about fourth, fifth grade, it was weird because they had this rocking, they had this doll on top of this rocking chair, rocking horse, and it was his room was connected to the hallway. And then at the end of the hallway, on the other side of the wall, was this rocking horse. And I kid you not, we'd just be at night and all I hear is,
oh boy.
You know what? Someone we know has one of those. Aunt Mary. Remember we used to go there swimming? It wasn't our Aunt Mary, but it's just what they called
it. It's like a second aunt. I don't remember that. She had a bunch of like...
She had like Indian dolls everywhere.
She had a bunch of figurines.
There was an Indian doll sitting on one of those wooden rocking chairs in the living room.
It was, like, it was freaky, man.
Every time I walk by, it's like looking at you.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
like...
That's not just, fun.
And like gravity would make the eye like lower and open. You're like...
You know, our Peter... Salute. Our cousin Chubby, her mom, when she was young, they had like that... Felix the cat. They had the clocks on the wall. And got fucking terrified because your eyes go.
Yeah, as they tick back and forth and move back and forth.
We get it.
Okay. So the eyes go back and forth, you know? And she would just go, like, you know, our dad tells us a story. Like, she'd go, like, it's looking at me. And she would, like, run out of the room and stuff.
No.
And even those dolls, like, when you move them, their eyelids open. Like,
I kid you not, man. Growing up at my grandpa's house, it was my dad, myself, my mom, my sister, my aunt, her kids, my other aunt, she was my, it was a full Mexican house, okay?
My cousin's friend's cousin, my brother's uncle.
Wasn't there though.
my grandpa had this painting, right? When they told me, okay, the painting was this little boy. But he had it was very dark and deep, this painting. It was good size painting, too. And the little boy was holding a candle. And the thing was, is like, my aunts, they would say, like, that's Damien, you know, like, you know.
The famous evil little boy name?
Yeah.
The Omen.
They would freak me out because the, where we were sleeping, I guess our room, if you wanted to go to the bathroom, it was a fucking trip, you know, and I was little, so I had to go out the room, past the living room.
Tell me that the fucking hallway was creaky.
And the little boy goes, you remember this, he goes, I'm cold.
No, so I had to go past the painting, I had to look at the fucking painting, past the painting, through the kitchen, we had another fucking living room over there that just always... You know, there's windows all around the fucking house, and there's trees, and everything seemed to be moving.
Hitting the window? Yeah,
exactly. Go through this fucking dark hallway. All the doors are closed, then it was fucking pitch black. But the thing was, that it didn't matter day or night, that fucking painting looked like he was looking at you. Ask any one of my aunts, anybody. Nobody knows where that painting is, and like... We're all glad that it's gone because this thing was the scariest fucking thing. And like, I wish I could paint.
Did your grandpa know that it was scary, or did he just like it?
Well, my grandpa's never really around, so it was an unspoken. It was kind of like a spoken thing between just the younger, I guess, at the house. But it was fucking scary, man. I remember, because I got it, I have it visually in my fucking head. I'm like remembering right now, it's fucking scary as shit.
If you're ever walking, like, through the hallway where you live, like, to the restroom, has it ever, like, come back to you, like, Damien?
Well, yeah, because I remember I'd run to the fucking bathroom.
Now that you've said this story, watch, when you go home, you're going to always take a piss, and you're going to be like, oh, fucking Damien.
Do you guys remember the, I think it was the 80s, maybe 90s, probably 90s, those Halloween figures that go,
yeah, those things are cool.
They would turn and like, those were kind of creepy. I thought they were a little creepy, but then I thought they were cool at the same time. But wait, just, you just remind me of that when I would walk by and see those fucking things looking at me like,
yeah, it was fucking like, weird. No.
What if UPS or FedEx one day, ding dong, you open the door and you're like, yeah, he goes, are you Miguel Ramirez? Yeah. Oh, well, there's a package for you. And it says, from Damien, unknown address. To you open it and it's the fucking painting.
No!
Would you burn it in the backyard?
Oh, no, you can't burn a thing like that.
It's unburnable.
You have to take it to the church.
Must send it to the depths of hell. So scariest movie, you haven't thought of anything yet? Nothing?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was another one, too.
Yeah, that's one of
the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just that whole trip of, like, being out in the middle of nowhere, and then you've got, you know, like, not the relax scene, but just, like, you know, they're scared out of the mind, and then, you know, like, that guy's fucking scary just out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know what, that's probably one of the movies, till this day, that I watch, that it just still gets you, like, yeah. You know, like, even though you know it's coming, you're just like, oh, fuck, you know, like...
Because most movies, they like, if they're gonna pop out, they'll scare you like with a rah, or yeah. You know, usually like Freddy's infamous for, you know, he'll pop out and like the blades will go through a chest or something like that. But with fucking Leatherface, I mean, his fucking just chainsaw just revs up really loud and then just scares the shit out of you, man. You know,
one of my favorite horror movies is I have it up there actually. It's called
Spice World.
Spice World, yes. Yeah,
that's a horror movie.
Wow, I forgot the name of the goddamn movie now. The fuck is it called?
While you're thinking of that, you know what I really hate is...
High tension.
That very last moment of, oh, I stopped the killer, or I killed the fucking killer, and all of a sudden they go... for that last little like, thing, like, dude, you know what's coming already.
Yeah. Like in the last Freddy Krueger movie.
Well, right?
I think in every horror movie. Most horror movies now. They
go, most
for that last little thing. It's finally done.
Like, remember that homemade movie we made? Peter? It's over.
Yeah. Homemade movie?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We made a homemade horror movie where Greg was the killer. You gotta see this fucking...
I escaped wreck from of a mental movie. Institution and
yeah,
so that's not too much of a stretch.
It's I had a fucking hunchback and a skeleton mask. It was during Halloween. I wanted to hide my face.
I gotta see this.
And you know what? To be honest, we were very creative with these things because I went to the 99-cent store and I bought two knives. Okay, and one of the knives I cut the blade off, and so one scene I got stabbed to death and Greg stabbed me. So he had the real knife and then he goes. And like it shows him like, you know, gonna cut me, mm-hmm. And the next like we stopped the tape, and then whoever was holding the camera, you start filming again, and I had a piece of wood I stuck in my belt, mm-hmm. And I had a shitty shirt in the shirt, and then I had the knife that we cut, and I stuck it in the wood.
Yeah, okay.
And it looks like and I put blood on my shirt. It looks like I got stabbed in the fucking stomach, right in the gut, and that was fucking great. And then another scene, Greg's. Or Peter's on the floor, and he's going to be killed by Greg. And Greg has his knife, and he's, like, about to stab him to death. And we put a cup.
This was after football practice.
I still wore
my pads. I just put sweats over. And I turned, and I go, kick me right here, fucker.
Yeah, he had a thigh guard, or whatever you call it.
I was lucky he got me right there, because he kicked me fucking hard.
Like. So, like, the angle we were at, like, it was sideways. And Greg was, like, wearing this stupid fucking mask with a... He had a skeleton mask with a lion hat on, like a lion mane. But like not a cool lion mane, like a little kid lion mane.
It was like nappy.
And so he was gonna stab Peter, and Peter, it looked like he kicked him right in the balls, and like he just goes, and he goes down. But like he actually
that was real, by the way. That sounds like.
Anyways, that was what the fuck was I saying? Oh, high tension. That's like one of my favorite horror. Have you seen it before? It's one of my favorite horror movies. It's a French movie, and it's got subtitles. Maybe it's dubbed English, and like the voices don't match or something. But I like that fucking movie, man. It's kind of twisted. It's kind of cool. But I think most horror movies nowadays, it's like they go for that in the theaters. They go for like that shrieking. They try to scare you like with a sound, you know, and, like not really, or someone popping in. And most of the time, like on Scream, it's like. Oh, hey, what's going on? I thought, you know, I'm you. Yeah. It's like some other, like a friend and something. Yeah. But the ones that really fuck you are the ones that don't show you what's going on. Like, you know, they don't show you the bad guy or whatever. And it's like,
Or like the over-the-top violence and gore. Like, have you ever seen the movie Henry?
No.
That's a crazy fucking movie.
Henry?
Henry. It's basically these two guys. And they're pretty much shit out of luck. They're poor. They don't know how to make ends meet or whatever. So they start fucking killing people. And then, you know.
For what? For money? Just
for money. I mean, they start killing people. They start robbing people. Next thing you know, they're fucking raping. Like, they're videotaping.
I like videotaping,
like, these people fucking. Like, the one's videotaping the other guy raping this other lady. And they're fucking stabbing these people. It's an old fucking 70s movie.
It's so like it's the Clockwork Orange or what?
They
go around beating
very
people up, right?
Gritty, yeah, very gritty like that. Yeah, you gotta watch it. It's pretty fucking crazy.
I will. Yeah, I will look it up.
Yeah. It's from like the 70s?
It has I want to say the guy that plays Dr. Spaulding is in it.
Dr. Spaulding?
In House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, okay.
You know, let me.
Yeah, that guy's in most Rob Zombie movies.
Anyway, speaking of zombie.
Yes.
Speaking of horror stuff and zombies and shit, Greg wanted to talk about zombies on the show, and I know you, Lito, have wanted to talk about zombies for a little while, and so you guys should just go crazy right now. I don't know what the fuck you want to talk about,
before
but go
we
for
talk
it.
About this. What is your favorite horror movie? You still haven't talked about that.
My favorite horror movie.
Yeah.
That was never it was the scariest one. I said Psycho was.
Oh, yes, that's right. I guess the reason why I asked is because I wanted to tell you what mine was.
I thought you already said.
No.
Okay, what is it?
28 days, 28 weeks later.
Which one?
Both of them, but mainly the second one.
28 weeks, I've never seen that one. It's good?
28 days later is softer, but yeah, that one's good, and at least 28 days later is like my favorite zombie movie. There's a lot of stupid zombie movies out there, but I'll watch them just because I like the whole zombie, like, idea, like, apocalyptic, like, what would you do? Like that's, I'm pretty sure that's what you're asking us, right? Like, go crazy. What would you do if maybe, you know, not being just by yourself, but if there was, like, a group of people, maybe, like, that you were left with, like, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah. What would you do if the shit just started breaking out, like, oh, fuck, people are turning into zombies, you know?
And so you can kill a zombie by shooting them in the head, right?
Whatever.
Can you?
That's...
Well, if they're real.
That's the rule, yeah. Like,
well, okay.
Cut their head off or shoot their
different,
head.
There's different zombies, though. Like, there's the ones that are, like, slow.
No, I'm not
the
talking,
ones that, like, are
Night
walking
of,
fast.
I'm not talking Night of the Living Dead. I'm talking 28 Weeks Later. And if you haven't seen
and
that...
And they run after you and shit?
They're fucking sprinting, like,
okay.
As fast as
yeah,
you
that's
can.
That's creepy.
Like, sprinting. And there's an army of them.
I'd probably just shoot myself in the head.
Would you?
I don't know.
Because in that movie, I mean, if you're hiding out for so long, there's a certain time period where they go where if they don't eat nothing...
Did you like I Am Legend?
Sort of, but that's not really a zombie movie, though.
It's not?
Nah, because those things were vampires. They're like a vampire-zombie hybrid, right?
From what I remember, it was an outbreak or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was...
But they were just mutated fucking people.
They couldn't be in the sun, right?
Yeah.
But, okay. I mean, with zombies, if you want to take, like, a realistic approach to it, what do you think about... Okay, so they're real... You're trying to survive. Obviously, there's the versus of, you know, is it slow zombie or
sprinting 28 weeks later zombie?
What do you do? I mean, do they still have brain capacity?
You know, people believe that zombies are real.
Yeah, no, I've read a book like that. The book was The Idiot's Guide to Demons, Ghosts, Spirits, and Zombies. And it was a good book. So what they said was, like, a zombie, it was used for, like, voodoo. Like, if you want to go, like, I guess the actual zombie. Basically what it was like a voodoo trance they would put on dead people. It'd reanimate them and make them into slaves. Or, you know, regular people. But, like, zombie in today's age or whatever, yeah, the brain-eating zombie. I mean, there's not much you can do. So, like, you know, when you say you're taking your own life. But what I never got was, even in, like, the movie, if they're biting each other and eating each other, how does that make you a zombie? If you're already getting eaten.
I don't understand.
Like, okay, well, even, like, the vampire.
They're, like, turning on each other?
Yeah, if they're eating, or if a zombie eats a human, I mean, and only the head is left, is that what turns into a zombie?
Well,
I thought it was just if they're bitten.
Bitten or scratched, but I mean...
Or scratched? Or yeah. In some movies, they, like, throw up... Like, you know, in 28 Weeks Later, and I think in Resident Evil also...
Yeah,
that's a different form of
the rage virus. That's a virus, though.
Yeah,
I don't even think they're zombie. They're just fucking raged out. They call it the rage virus. Remember, in 28 Days Later,
this guy looks up. He's like traveling with his daughter, and
there's a dead zombie or something.
This guy and this woman. He like looks up, and there was a crow that was like feeding on that, like some guy that was like hanging over some barbed wire fence. A little tiny blood dropped in his eyeball. And he knew already, fuck.
He got contaminated.
Yeah. I'm contaminated. I'm done. I'm going to kill the people that I'm with. So he automatically told the people that he was with, get out of here. Just go. And he was, you know, immediately he's like, he started going like that. And he was like rubbing his fucking eye. And he knew already. He said, get her out of here. I'm not safe anymore. You know, I'm contaminated, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah.
And then what?
And then you get the fuck out of there because that guy's turn into a full-fledged zombie.
Okay, like well, like, what shit. Would you do?
What would I do? Aw, dude, I already got this thing all figured out.
I know you do because I don't know what the fuck. All I knew what to do is what everyone else does. You get together, you get fucking weapons, you just, you know, you just try to kill as many as you can, you try to survive. It's like, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
What you do is this, the moment you find out this...
I know what to do. Sorry, I know what to do now.
What?
Get a big ship and go out in the ocean. They can't get you out there.
Sorry,
zombies.
Know.
I outsmarted you this time, motherfuckers. Bring some fishing poles, catch some fish, live in the ocean.
What if they're zombie fish?
I've heard though, like, I've seen like in Resident Evil or like The Road. There's no more food. You know, there's no more fish. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Everything's dead.
Yeah, but The Road is not a zombie movie. It's like.
Well, there's
it's like
no
there was
fish.
A fucking World War III that wiped everything out.
But it's also a post-apocalyptic movie.
I'm sure there's fish. How can
the
they blow up the ocean's
actual
life?
Zombies, but they were cannibals. They're, you know, a form of a zombie. You know what I mean? Like they were eating each other. Like, fuck. Come on.
I don't think there can be such thing as a sprinting zombie because if it's dead, then you start decaying as soon as you die, right?
Well, maybe they're not dead, like, you know, like the virus, you know. That's what it is, like.
See, that's the thing, like, I don't like these movies now.
Night of the Living Dead was basically, you know, what you're saying, like,
yeah.
They're dead, they can't sprint.
Yeah.
Then I would be, like, in my house watching TV, like, fuck it.
Fuck it, there's a zombie outside, whatever.
Just like at the end of Shaun of the Dead when the guy's hanging out in his fucking shed outside.
Playing video games. Playing video games.
No biting.
But, okay, so what would you do?
Well...
Would you make love to a zombie?
No, because it might.
What if it was a hot zombie chick? Would you do that?
Wait, I got a question. Do you contract a zombie virus if you fuck one?
Yes. You can get AIDS, right?
What if wearing a condom?
What if you're wearing a condom?
Condom should say protects against STDs, pregnancy,
awesome
and zombies.
If they made like a novelty condom?
I would. I have this thing in my mind that, you know, nothing's going to stop me, you know. I'll go down to the police station or...
What if there's zombies there?
Or the good... Then they're fucking dead.
What are you going to do?
Or the good old...
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I would steal a solid vehicle, like a big truck or something. Maybe I'll go kill my buddy Fabian down the street and take his lift to Tacoma.
What if he isn't a zombie?
Yeah.
No, I would basically probably like call him up. What if he wants to go with you? Well, hopefully he's still alive. Hopefully you're still alive.
What movie was that when they shot Bill Murray and like he's not a zombie?
Zombieland.
Like he's not.
He's all never.
No, I think I call him Fabian. Like, hey man, fucking, like, hopefully you know he's still alive. Like he's not infected. Like, hey, come pick me up. Let's go get some fucking weapons. Let's go down and do like a you know, Bass Pro Shops, fucking Turners, whatever, Big Five. Go take you know guns, ammunition. Jack a bunch of canned food that doesn't fucking expire. Fucking, you know?
Spam.
Let me ask you this.
Cup of noodles, whatever.
Just let me ask you this.
Jugs of water, fill up the truck.
If you rip up your clothes, you rip your clothes up a little bit, you roll in the dirt, you put your face in fucking dirt, and you start walking around going, are the other zombies going to know that you're not a zombie?
I think so. I think they'll be like, in their fucking zombie talk or mind, they're gonna be like, this fucking idiot.
Have you seen that show, The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Good show, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Remember they actually did that? They need to get to like a big bag of guns in the middle of this zombie crowd. So what they do is like, okay, well, fuck, they can't, I guess if you can smell like one. Then you'll be okay. So they get this zombie and they start fucking chopping it up with an axe. You know, just flaying this motherfucker. So they fucking cover themselves in just zombie shit.
And that's not going to soak into their skin and get them infected?
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
They were wearing rain gear.
Oh, man.
So yeah, they're covering themselves. That's what it was. They're wearing gold. So, they're like walking out and they're doing that stupid slow walk. And I think they're moaning a little bit or something. I don't know if that was the same movie I was watching that night. But it starts raining. And all that that zombie shit they have on them washes off.
Yeah.
And they have to run back.
Okay.
Like,
all right, Predator, relax.
Come and get me! Come and get me! Kill me now!
I would go get one of those, those, like, armed guard trucks.
I'm here! Come on! Sorry.
Kill me!
What are you waiting for?
Arnold has the best, like, yelling or, like one-liners ever, right?
You ugly motherfucker.
Get in the chopper.
Hey, did you know they made a heavy
get
metal
down.
Song?
What?
It? A heavy metal song. They made that shit. It's like, get in the chopper.
Yes, yes, I've
get
heard
in
that.
The it's like,
I heard it. I heard it when I was getting a tattoo. The guy was playing the whole album, and I'm like, "What is this shit? Like, just Arnold fucking quotes?" He's like, "Yeah, pretty much." Like, the heavy metal band like just put like a bunch of Arnold movies and like.
I gotta listen to that.
It's like, "Who's your daddy? What does he do?" It's like
screaming. It's not a tumor.
I'm not kidding. That's how it is. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's what I would do though. I would get a. Those like Brinks armed guard trucks.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
They
right
can't
there.
Get in, right?
Nope.
Can zombies fire guns? They can't use weapons, right?
No.
So they just walk around like idiots, going.
Well, they have no sense of fucking pain, so they'll try to scratch the shit out of whatever.
Yeah.
Try to scratch you, and they'll just keep clawing till there's like nothing left of their hands. from what I see in the zombie movies, so.
I would think the instinct would be to barricade yourself, one with obviously supplies, couple weapons.
Couple weapons.
Yeah, a couple weapons.
If zombies really do happen, it's going to be a shitload of zombies. Like, what are you going to do? Just hide out? Like, they're going to be constantly fucking there or multiplying or whatever.
I don't go to a prison. That's what I
was just going to fucking say that. I would think the safest place would be is go to a prison.
And why? What, you wouldn't have any food.
Obviously
your big ass truck over there, and there it is.
You mean
if a prison lockdown keeps all them motherfuckers in, right?
But you're gonna have to get out eventually to get more food or get something.
That's when you take that big ass truck out.
Yeah, exactly.
And most prisons have like 4 to 5 gates till you get
who's
out.
Who's gonna lock the gate behind you? Is your whole crew?
The crew that's with you, whatever.
That's kind of risky. What if there's like what if the zombies find out that you're in this fucking like lockdown fortress, and let's say like there's 2 million fucking zombies around this perimeter of this prison because they all know you're there, and let's say everyone else is dead, but you guys are fresh fucking meat, so they're going to you. If you open that gate for a second, They're all going to pour right in. What are you going to do about that?
Hopefully somebody knows how to fly a helicopter.
Get in the Jabba!
See, you guys are dead meat, man. I'll call You're Dominic. Not getting out alive.
He's
not
Dominic. He's the cable man. The basket guy.
Cable guy!
He can fix a helicopter, but can he fly it? I'm not so sure.
When it comes down to it, I mean, how hard can it really be to fly?
Yeah, it's only seriously. A couple hundred bucks.
No big deal.
If your life depends on it, you'd be like...
I'd take my chances with a helicopter over zombies any day.
All right, so speaking of the whole zombie thing, I mean, I think it goes into video games. Because there's all those kind of video games. But the one I want to talk about is Call of Duty. How I'm not sure, because this is the only one that I really got into. So how into Call of Duty did you get? Like, I'm talking Modern Warfare 2 or Black Ops. Did you really get into it?
Well,
did you get addicted to it?
It's not really like addicted. It's just one of those things where I played Modern Warfare and it was like, oh shit, you know, and Modern Warfare 2 came out. I gotta get it. I gotta play it because I like this. What is that? Like a
first person shooter
series.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that story, you know, that game, like, oh, you know, part 2 came out. Oh shit. Part 3 is going to come out in November. I'm going to buy it. I may not pre-order it, you know, but I'm going to buy it, you know? Because I'm a fan of that...
Series.
Just like Assassin's Creed. Although I started on the second one, I haven't played the first one. Because I heard it was gay anyways. It's not like the second one. The second one's badass. I'm going to buy the third one that comes out. So... It's just one of those like things, you know. Like, it's not really addicted. You love the story and you want to continue to play what they produce.
I got into it with Modern Warfare 2. Well, because I got a PS3, I was it was a gift, and then I'm like, well, okay, I gotta get games now. And so at the time, that's the game that was the hottest. And I actually called you, Greg, and I asked you, oh, what do you recommend? Because there was like a few games. I was at the store. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You know, I'm looking at a few of them. And I'm looking at, like, the Batman one, and I'm a big fan of Batman.
That's
a good
fucking game.
Is it really?
It's a great fucking game.
Arkham well, Asylum. What it came down to was I called Greg because I know he's, like, more of a gamer kind of dude. And I'm like, all right, man. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Batman, the movies, the character, whatever. So I'm like, all right, that's obvious, you know, a choice. And then, you know, there's that shooting game, and I've always liked the shooting games. I mean, so I was like, okay, what do I do? And he's like, well... The Batman one, I haven't really played it, but I heard it was okay, but I heard the Call of Duty was, like, fucking awesome. And, like, everyone's playing it online and shit, and I think you'll have more fun with that. I'm like, all right, good enough for me. So I got it, and, like, I got into it, and it was fucking, it's fun. It's a fun game. It's really fun. And,
especially online.
But the thing I wanted to get to in this podcast is, I was playing, like, pretty consistently, and I was getting, you know, really into it, and, you know, not blinking so much when I'm playing because you don't want to miss anything. You're like, you know, just playing all this. You're playing all the levels and shit. It gets intense. And I knew I had a problem the day I was driving to work. And I'm driving I'm on the street. I'm driving, and there's like a little bit of traffic, and it's like stop go. And I happen to stop, and there's like, you know, on the right side of my on the street I'm on. There's like fields, like empty fields, like maybe a business here and there. And on the left side, it's like businesses, like business, like, what do you call it?
Factories and shit?
Not factories, like, just, like, when you see a whole fucking, suite A, B, F, D.
It's like a
there's
plaza
like a shitload of, yeah, but they're all one story. But
business
it's
plaza?
Like, sure, why not, fuck it.
Buildings?
Yeah. But there's a lot of them. There's like a whole lot of them.
Lot of buildings?
And they're all, they're not labeled, they're not marked, they're not labeled, there's no signs on them, but they have like something that's going on there. And so I'm driving, and I'm on the street, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a guy smoking a cigarette by this fucking wall and a bush. And he's standing there, and in my head I'm like, shoot him! And, and I'm like, fuck! There's something wrong with me, because like when I first seen him, I just see like a little bit of movement, and my instinct was to turn and shoot. You know what I mean? Like just get him. And
did your arms like make the movement you're holding a gun like towards him?
I seen him in my eye, and my instinct
was just like
was,
a reaction like bah.
And I was like, oh shit, this is getting into real life now. I'm not holding a gun, but my instinct when I saw movement was, you know, like you're watching, like you're in the screen. If you see movement on the screen, you just go to that area. So that's what I did. And I was like, oh man, this is fuck. And it happened more than that. Like I would just be. Just my daily life, and like in a store, and somebody would move, And then I'll be like, wait a second.
Throwing a box
of
macaroni and cheese.
I wasn't doing anything. I just became aware, like I got to take that person out. And that's what I just thought it was. I would laugh, but also I think it was kind of fucking a little bit scary. Like, has this ever happened to you at all?
No.
No? Not at all? You?
Yes.
Thank you. You asshole. Fuck you, Lito.
Well, the thing is, though, like, wait, are you concerned about it?
Yeah, you guys are weirdos. No.
I thought it was funny because I was so used to playing that in the daily life I'd see something. Because
it's not like, I'm like, what it sounds like to you is you have no control. Like, you're just like, oh, like,
no.
I mean, I'll be walking, you know, somewhere and I'll be like, imagining, you know, in my head, like,
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Like throwing a fucking grenade.
That's what I'm, okay.
Like, oh yeah, I'd climb over that wall right there.
Well, not that much.
I'd have like an upper level advantage.
All I'm saying is, I would imagine.
Juggernaut perk.
If I'd seen the guy, I would imagine like turning and taking him down, but.
Like, oh shit, if I had a claymore by that door and that guy came through, that guy's fucking dead.
Melee.
Yeah.
Now, there's times where I'm at work and I'm just dealing with stupid people. I'm pretty sure everybody knows how that shit goes. But if you're just there and you're like, fuck, if this was Black Ops, like I would stab this guy.
That's more psycho than me.
Shoot him in the forehead, the other guy in the fucking kneecap.
And shoot him in the forehead and fuck it.
Like, but I need this job, so I'm not going to do any of it.
I'd strap a bomb to him. The sticky ones, you throw them on top of their back. They're running around. No.
There is like a freaking, I don't know how huge this tank is, but there's a tank above one of the rooms that we have at our work, and it's like nitrogen, like oxide or some shit like that. It's like that shit that's on like Terminator 2, where it'll like freeze you if you stand in it. It's like that shit.
Liquid nitrogen.
It was for our beef department that we had. It like would freeze like the whole room. It was like a cooler. And that tank would keep the whole area like cold. I always think like, what if I had a gun and I would shoot it and it was cold? Like, what happened?
Everyone would turn into like, T-1000s.
Like, my friend looks at me sometimes. He goes, "You're on Black Ops mode right now, aren't you?"
Yeah. So you have laughing. More of a problem than I do. I mean, the problem went away very soon. A lot of
people are like that though. Like, you know,
he's got the eye of the Jew.
You don't know what's reality or what's not. All right. I think right now is a perfect time for the fuck you moment, huh?
Fuck you.
All right, here we go with the theme song. And here we go.
Fuck you!
All right, there it is. It's still as fantastic as ever. And I want to go with Greg on this one first, because you're the guest. And so give us your fuck you moment. Do you have one?
Yeah, I want to say fuck you to... Oh, yeah. Fuck you to taxes. I hate fucking taxes.
Nice.
Imagine how much more money and how much more easy living everybody would be. How easy it would be to live and, you know, how much fucking peace there would be, actually, if we didn't have any taxes.
Well, some people don't have to pay. Some people get taxes.
I want to say I'm sure they won't to say the people that don't pay taxes.
All right. Lito, what do you got?
All right. So, fuck you to neighborhood cats. I hate cats, let alone I hate more neighborhood cats. Neighborhood cats are the cats that just fucking, you see them everywhere. You see them on top of your house. You see them on top of your fences. You see them shitting in your yard. You just see them everywhere. You don't know whose cats they are. And, you know, the people that have cats, I found out that if you have a cat that's kind of like a, like, some people have cats that'll leave for a couple days. Oh, yeah, my cat. It leaves for a couple days. And then it comes back and eats and then leaves. Fuck that. If you're going to be my pet, then you're going to be there.
They're using you.
Yeah. You ain't no goddamn teenager just fucking leaving whenever you want. So, neighborhood cats, right? They're always fucking, like, have you ever heard two cats fighting? It sounds like fucking babies outside. And, like, it scared me a couple times. Oh, yours. Oh, it's like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? So, neighborhood cats, fuck you.
You sound like you're saying that just about cats in general.
Yeah, I hate cats.
Okay, so say that then.
You hate pussy.
No, why?
That's what you're saying.
No, yeah. The neighborhood. I've seen. Like, I have a uncle that has a cat. I have no problem with that. I would not own a cat
because I think
cats are stupid. Yeah, exactly. But the neighborhood cat, like I said, because we have my dogs, and the neighbor has a cat, but they have, I call it hammerhead cat, because he's got this big ass growth on the side of his head. Oh. So he looks like a hammerhead.
He's abnormal.
Yeah, he's got this, I call him hammerhead cat. And my dog's at night, it'd be 3 in the morning, and I have a boxer and two little small dogs, so they're yip yip, and he's woof, 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 and fucking trying to sleep, and then I'm like looking outside, and the cat's just looking down, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's
on
like,
top of the fence?
Yeah, he's just flipping them off.
He's like looking down on him?
Yeah, I gotta go outside, and
his know. Head's on the one side because of the growth.
Like, yeah, exactly.
He's like fucking leaning.
Yeah, all right, leaning to one side. So take it home.
Fuck you, cats. Neighborhood cats.
Neighborhood cats, all right. All right, my fucking moment goes to these people that come to your work, where you work, your coworkers, or they come to a family party, maybe it's your family members, come to your family parties, or
Uncle Pepe.
That's kind of all I got so far. Maybe you can think of more, but and they're sick, and they don't tell you they're sick, or they don't even, you know, if you're sick, stay home. Don't get other people fucking sick.
Just show up.
But the people I'm talking about is the people that show up to work. And, you know, I'm cool with people at work. I'm cool with everyone there. And there's a couple guys, you know, I'll shake their hand every day. Mm-hmm. So this fucking guy, I shake his hand. And, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? And it's Nat. And actually, it's a joke every day. I go, oh, peace be with you. I'll shake his hand, like, you know, like at church. I'll say that to him, and he's a Mexican guy.
That's not a joke.
He's a Mexican guy, and he laughs every night. So after I shake his hand and stuff, a little while, I'm going to work and stuff, and he's like, and I look at him, I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? Oh, he's very sick. Fucking guy. And he shook my hand, you know, and it's like, fuck you, you asshole. You shook my hand. You're sick. You're spreading your goddamn germs. Yeah. Who knows what you touched? You touched your face, or you touched whatever you touched. And luckily, I didn't get sick, but even at parties I've been to, people are, you know, putting their fucking, they're double dipping and shit, and they're doing whatever they're doing at the party, and it's like, and it's like later on, like, or not even that. You'll hear someone say, like, oh, yeah, you know, Johnny's sick. Oh, he's sick?
Like, fuck, I was fucking eating Johnny.
He double dipped in the goddamn bean dip. And so, and I eat in the bean dip, whatever it was. So, so fuck you people that are sick and you have no goddamn regard for everyone, anyone else but yourself. And you go and you contaminate the whole goddamn world and you make everyone else get fucking sick. And, you know, you have the sniffles at work and you're miserable. And it's because you're a fucking asshole because you didn't goddamn wash your hands or stay home. So fuck you. All right. There he goes.
Fuck you. Has anyone out there listening ever noticed how how emotional he gets on his fucking moments? Every podcast I listen to, it's like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, I hate this or that. It's like, fuck you to this. And then you're like, oh, fuck you because of this.
Fuck man. You!
Well, it's because it's, I mean, I think because it happened recently. And then, I get emotional about it, you know? All right, so we're almost done here. But I thought one more topic before we close it out. I think we should share the first time we have drugs story. Oh, is that wow. Okay with you?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. All right. I don't have anybody that listens on my side.
Real quick, I thought it'd be a fun because I have a fucking stupid ass story, but I don't know your Craig. I don't know your story really because I think you
want to know everything I've done. Or?
No. Okay, maybe not the first time, but just one of my
favorite better
drug stories, like funnier drug stories. Go for it, sure.
Oh, man, one that I will never forget and that I will always remember. And this is a true fucking story for you non-believers out there.
Non-believers.
Go fuck yourself if you don't believe it. I was with a friend of mine and his brother back in the day. And we had this perfect spot. It was a business that looks legit from the front. And you drive, like, it was a drive-thru that goes under the building. And then there was a parking lot under the actual building. Well, we would park on the side where there was, like, you know, not like specifically under the building, but like off to the side of it. And it was shaded by this giant tree, and you cannot see shit because that part is so blacked out right there. We would always go to that specific spot. And it was real cool, and, like, you know, no one used to drive by, so it was real good. We would sit there and we would smoke like fucking crazy. Like, you wouldn't believe. Well, one time I got so stoned that I was down there And I'm like, hey, guys, turn on a light. Check this out. I'm going to try something. And they're like, all right, well. And I ripped this blunt, like, so hard, like, the hardest hit, like, I've ever done, I think, of smoking. And I was smoking for years. So,
that was experienced.
Yeah, this was an experienced hit. So, I took it. And you know that thing that you do to try to, like, pop your ears where you hold your nose?
Yeah.
And you, like, put pressure to, like, you know, pop your ears?
Yeah, you fucking close everything.
I put pressure on, I don't know what this shit's called right here. What is this, like, your...
Ear.
No, but this, like, that, like, little, like, half round piece that's, like, on...
Ear nose?
That's on your ear where if you push in, it totally, like...
It seals your ear.
Yeah, canal. Totally seals your ear, blocks out any sound. Well, I closed one ear, and I plugged my nose, and I blew out as hard as I could, and you wouldn't believe the faces on these guys, like... Like, I felt burning out of my left ear, and they said a puff of smoke came out. And, dude, I had a fucking migraine for, like, 30 minutes. I was, like, literally holding my head, laying down on the seat after that. Until this day, like, dude, they will not stop. Like, oh, my God, fucking... Dude,
You held one ear closed? Why would you hold one ear closed and only...
To, you know...
Because you wanted to blow smoke at your ear?
Yeah, because I wanted to. You thought
it would happen?
Yeah.
You thought it would happen.
I literally, like, thought, you know, theoretically...
Do you believe this?
This could
is
happen.
Is that possible?
I think it is, because apparently I've done it.
If that's the only orifice open, it has to go somewhere.
Is there a way... I don't know, man. Is there a way that you can smoke and that's connected to your ear canal? Like, really?
You know, I don't know. Unless some...
Unless they were high as fuck and they thought they saw it.
Some PhD out there wants to really comment. No, but that's my...
That's your best one.
I don't know. That's my all right. One.
Nice.
But I was the type of person to where I would smoke till I fell asleep. That's the type of person I was.
Let me ask you something. I've heard a lot about weed lately. Do you know what you were smoking? Was it sativa or indica or
Oh, I knew all about that, man.
Yeah. Like, so you, which one's the one that puts you down?
Is indica.
So sativa makes your mind wander.
Indica is a downer. Sativa is an upper. A lot of people smoke sativa when they're gonna go to, like, work, or if they have to go do something. They'll smoke that because, you know, it makes you active. You know, you.
Why would you want it? Why would you want to smoke to go to sleep?
Some people have a
unless
problem,
you have like a sleeping problem. Yeah. But besides that. If you just want to have a good time, why would you smoke the shit that puts you down?
Right? Because a lot of people like opiates, like, you know, muscle relaxers, downers, whatever. Like, a lot of people
But it
that.
Seems like a waste because you smoke, I mean, it costs money most of the time, unless you get it for free. But it costs money. Why would you want to smoke and then go to bed? Why wouldn't you want to, like, enjoy that shit, enjoy the high for a while?
Well, I mean...
Makes you feel good.
I never smoked and then, like, just went to sleep right after. I would blaze and be, like, up watching movies or, like, whatever. I'd have, you know, I have my own little good time by myself, you know?
Yeah.
Or with friends or whatever, you know? I just... Mainly what it was for the longest time, it was... A lot of people would smoke before work, during work, after work. Like, on the drive home from work. I would do it when I got home and I was at home. That way, you go through your day doing what you got to do. I think that's what defined from people being addicted. And they have to do it. Like, you know, when they wake up, they have to smoke before they start their day. You have to smoke before you go to work. You know, it's like, that's when I think you got a problem. If you do it, you know, when you're not going to do anything, you know, you either socially once in a while or like, you know, or like how I used to do it. I used to go throughout my day, do what I got to do, take care of, you know, my responsibilities, my bullshit, get home, and then relax in my way. I would smoke. I would literally sit outside over here, smoke, look up into the sky, you know, just watch all the stars or whatever. I would just chill right there. Pet the dogs, you know, just kind of hang out.
Hey, dog.
Smoke my dog out once in a while, you know.
Did you do that?
Yeah, she would lay there with me. She'd just, like, lay there, like, snoring and shit. And I'd go in the room, you know, watch a movie, watch a little TV or whatever, and then I'd crash out. And I'd have the craziest fucking dreams.
All right. Lito, what do you got?
So one time, after, I guess after you can call us experienced smokers. One of the friends, it was like summer day. He's like, hey, let's go to what's his name's house. This guy was pretty much like the connection. He, we'd go to his house and we'd smoke in his room just because like his mom didn't, I don't know if she cared or not or whatever. She just knew it was going on. So
she was there. She knew.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and it wasn't the, it wasn't in the best part of the, city. So I remember one time that, the friend's like, hey, you want to try a gravity bong? I had no idea what the fuck this thing was. So basically, the gravity bong, from what I know of it, was this big 10-gallon pink bucket filled with water. They got a 2-liter soda bottle, cut the bottom open. They jerry-rigged a bowl to it. And the thing was you let the thing fill up with smoke above the water. And then a 2-liter bottle's worth of smoke. And you let it fill up, and then you fucking hit it from the opening, I guess. And then you push down on the fucking bong at the same time, so, like, everything fucking pushes up into your lungs. So I was kind of skeptical, because...
That's a lot of smoke, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking smoke. So I fucking hit it, right? And I was like, all right, you know, what do I do? Oh, yeah, just fucking hit it. All right, so I hit it, and... I don't exhale. I fucking swallow all the smoke. I swallowed all the smoke. I couldn't fucking exhale. I start choking fucking death. I remember minutes turning into fucking 10, 20, 30 minutes. I'm fucking tripping balls. I'd be like, my fucking throat's burning. I'd burp and little fucking clouds of smoke would come out. I remember my friends, they're fucking still hitting this thing. One of my friends is so fucking high and we're laughing. Well, he's laughing so much. He fucking pisses his pants. He's wearing jeans. He pisses his pants so hard that the fucking stream is coming straight out of his jeans.
Like
a straight stream.
Sprinkling out? Yeah.
No, like a straight stream. Like, what, if
defy the jeans... the laws of physics?
I guess I was that high, because I saw a good steady stream. The other guy's just sitting...
You weren't sitting in front of him, were you?
No. Golden shower.
Is it me who's peeing, or you?
So, like, I'm...
Maybe we're both peeing, bro. Yeah,
it was him cross fucking streams. Blazed out, pissing his pants.
Never cross the streams, Ray.
The other dude is just sitting up like E.T., looking with his fucking big neck and head around. The other guy was just fucking laughing his ass off. I had to stand up because I didn't know what the fuck to do. I started, like, freaking out.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm like, all right, get your shit together. I go in the bathroom, wash my face off. I'm still burping little puffs of smoke. I can still feel it in my fucking body. So I'm, like, standing up, and I'm trying to, like, get it off and, you know, shake it off. So I feel like I'm staying still, right? I look in the fucking mirror of the car that's in front of me, or the glass in front of me. I'm fucking rocking back and forth, like, hardcore, man. I'm just swaying back and forth. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what the hell's going on with me? I was high for a good 4 hours.
Oh, shit.
Just straight lit. We all go back into the dude's room. I passed out. I think everybody passed out. I woke up. It was dark. Washed my face off, and I went home. I think after that, I didn't smoke for a long time.
What's the longest you've been high?
The longest I've been high, I remember senior year. It felt like we were high for a whole month.
14 days.
A month?
Because the thing was, is like, it was that, you know, that long spring break. We would smoke during, like...
like one session.
Oh, that had to have been it. Had to have been it, yeah. But, yeah, definitely that was it. Because, like I said, I swallowed all that fucking smoke.
Yeah.
And if you don't exhale it, I mean, it stays there. So it's just fucking rooming around in the fucking body. And I was like I said, I was burping. And I was forcing myself to burp. And, like, I would, I was trying to throw it up, too. But I couldn't. But everything, the only thing that was coming out was, like... I'd stick my finger down my throat, and I was only getting that dry
heat,
blah, 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 you know?
What bottle did you use in that gravity bomb?
It was like a 2-liter fucking soda bottle.
We used a milk carton one time, and we used a Shasta bottle, 3-liter Shasta bottle.
3 liters,
yeah.
Yeah, you cut off the, like, close as you can to the bottom with keeping it, like, at the, like, the fattest, roundest part. You push it all the way down. You have the cap full. They used to, like, burn all, you know, they used to, like, heat up the, the cap and like poke a pen through it, put the bowl like through there, like light up the fucking nug, whatever you have in there, you know, just light it up, keep it all the way to the bottom of the water, leave only like a gap, you know, so there's like a
this is like science for you guys, huh?
Yeah, you're like a lot of pressure. Dude, this takes me back. You're a scientist. Dude. Yeah. It takes me back, man.
Stoner science.
You just fucking let the they say you're not supposed to let the smoke turn yellow, but dude, we used to let it turn yellow because that's where all the fucking chemicals and everything like are exposed. We used to let it turn fucking yellow where it was only like an inch away from the water and then slowly like lift it up while it's burning, because as you're lifting it, you don't have to keep the lighter on there because all the, like, you know, all the suction, like more air comes out, so it's like burning it like for you, you know, so you just like slowly like lift it up till it's almost all the way up and then hold it. And the guy that's holding it doesn't get to hit it. So he just kind of like waits, takes the cap off, and then you go.
So it's like a team effort.
And then he caps it back on. And then next guy. And then caps it back on. And then the guy that's holding it usually goes last. Like, but like as you're hitting it, you like push it back down so more pressure builds. Like, fuck, it's crazy, dude. I got so stoned off of that one time, I was throwing up. Like, yeah, like my head like, was spinning yeah.
Wow,
so hard.
What a good time.
But I don't think that's the most high I've ever gotten. I think the most high I've ever gotten was when I hit a 6-footer. That was the fucking shit, dude. This guy I knew had a safe with butt in it. Like, dude, you know those jars he used to have for, like, the pogs? Like, the slime
jar? Yeah.
He had those, like, the big ones filled with blood.
Lava
like,
tubes?
Yeah, like, dude, this guy would pack his 6-footer, and he goes, yeah, my dad bought it for me for my birthday. I was, like, blown away, like, what?
Your dad's so awesome.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, every time it's my dad's birthday for Christmas, and my mom and my dad always buy us, like pipes and bombs and shit. Like, fuck,
parents of the year over
fucking
here.
Fucking cool. Like, dude, it took 3 people to hit this. One guy to hold the center, you hold right here, and one guy to light it. Like, fuck, dude. I was able to rip half of it, and I was fucking gone.
I can imagine.
Was like, hold it for me. I was like, fucking trying to hold it. Dude, that guy just burped up beer. And that guy ripped it. You were fucked, dude. I think that was the most stone I've ever been hitting that 6-footer. You try so hard, too, because you go...
Yeah.
All you're breathing everything, and it's like, you can't breathe, and you're just fucking coughing and coughing. And I think it might be true, but the more you cough, the more high you get, right?
That's what I heard. I mean, you always get the stories, like...
It always depends on what you smoke, too. Like,
yeah, I remember me and my stoner friends, we had this place called Music Revolution close to our house, and it was a CD music... type of place in the front. In the back, they had a little beaded fucking, you know, curtain or whatever, and they had all the fucking pipes and everything back there. So we all went in on this Krusty the Clown fucking glass bong thing, right? So it was basically the base, the bottom was the bottom jaw of Krusty, and then it had a big fucking, glass cylinder in it. And at the base, it had a fucking lamp in it, so inside the cylinder, it'd be red. Mm. On top was the Krusty face. It had a big fucking huge bowl like that. I mean, a huge bowl. And it had 4 fucking pipes coming out of it. Or 4...
like hoses? Or?
4 hoses coming out of it, yeah. So we're like, dude, this is so fucking awesome. So we went to a party that night. And we brought it in, and we were like fucking... We had all these people like, dude, that thing is awesome. Like, we'll pack it if we can smoke out of it. All right, fuck it. You know, let's do that. So we just had people packing our fucking thing the whole night. But, I mean, this thing was fucking huge. So, like, we'd all be fucking hitting it at the same time. And as people, like, were hitting it, fucking people are still packing up another bowl and fucking refilling it. It was fucking crazy, man. But, yeah, like, what I heard was, like, you know, if you cough it more, I guess it penetrates everything. You know, start sticking to the throat.
That all the smoke that's in your lungs is like that. Your lungs, there's this term. Your lungs are crystallized
because
all the crystals that's on the bud when you smoke it, it like sticks to your lungs, and when you cough, it like moves them around, and like you're like breathing all that shit. Like So it like makes you even more fucking like out there. But dude, I used to lay down and go to sleep to a certain point that like it sounds like you're listening to your like brain cells like bursting like
I never got that.
Like fuck, dude. Like I used to go to sleep and like well, I don't know if I was really sleeping, but I would like turn off my light and like
just sitting here with his eyes open.
Yeah, no. I would like lay there with with my eyes closed and the lights turned off, and I would just like, dude, it was like a movie was going on in my head, like so much action and movement was going on, and I was like, fuck, like, oh my god, I'm so stoned.
You know what? The most potent shit I ever had has the weirdest name. It was called Puppy's Breath. Yeah. Like, this was a couple years, like, maybe 3 years back, and this is when, like, they had the dispensaries, and they all had the funny names and shit. I remember I didn't smoked in a long time, and some of the guys, and they're like, oh, let's go. I'm like, all right, you know, fuck it.
That's usually the best high, too, when you take a break, and then you go back to it.
Yeah. Oh, I was freaking lit. It's we were at a family party. Like, a girl's like, what's wrong with you? You went with their mom. I'm like, no. I don't know what you're talking about. But before that, the best stuff I probably ever had before that was I kind of pinched some shake off of my dad's stash.
We're revealing some pretty secretive things here.
So I had pinched maybe a little bit off my dad's stash, and we were having a late start day that day, so some of the friends are coming over, and we all knew he did it. So we pinched, you know, just got some of the stuff, and we're fucking lit, dude.
Did he know after?
He knows now if he listens. I know he's listened a couple times.
Has he?
Hopefully this isn't one of those times.
Hey now.
Maybe like, son of a bitch. Oh, no, but I mean, lost it. No, if he wants to be honest, man, I mean, dude, my dad has a house. I went over one time and, like, my sister's like, hey, did you see my dad's garden in the back? And my dad, he was growing, he was growing growing corn and squash and zucchinis. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I see it. He's like, no. She's like, no.
It's just a cover-up for the bud, huh?
Go look in the front. And he's got this fucking bud plant just about, like, three, 4 feet high. I'm like, holy shit. He's like, yeah, I take pretty good care of it and everything like that. It was pretty crazy. I was like, you know what? Fine. If, you know, he finally wants to be open now, I think, you know.
I've never done it, but I researched so much about cultivation that if I did, I think I'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Well,
do you have a green thumb?
I have a green thumb that I have not tried.
From what I know, my cousins, because my dad had to take it down because his wife, I guess, didn't like it too much. Wah. You know, like, yeah. Wah. So I guess he farmed it. And
he did the farmer.
Yeah, exactly. So he harvested it, all of it, and I guess he had my cousins, the two potheads, come over and like, hey, cut down this tree and I'll give you this bag of weed. I guess it was a pretty good sized bag. They were telling me like, dude, that shit was fucking good, man. Like he was supposed to. I guess they were supposed to
uprooted it. No, and took it.
One of my cousins, I guess he was supposed to. Well, he got the majority of it. I guess he was supposed to sell some of it. Mm. I guess he was hard timing or whatever. But no, he smoked it all. So,
you know what? My story doesn't sound as far. Well, it's not as experienced as you guys. You guys sound like you know what you're talking about.
We've had a fun moment together.
Well, my story is my first time, and I don't know if it's very unique as a first time story, but we went on our rafting trip 3 years ago, and you know we brought a keg with us. And we were all drinking out of the keg, and we're all getting fucking drunk. And at the end of the night, the first night, someone pulls out weed. It might have been someone in this room that was there. And Lito, you were not there. So it might have been someone else that was in this room. And people started smoking, and they're passing like a little like pipe around. And this guy I know, he's a friend of ours. He told me, hey, if you smoke weed, I'll smoke with you. And the reason he said that is because I never smoked anything, like, ever. And, I mean, we knew this, he was a friend of mine in high school, and I knew him then, and he knew I never smoked, and all my friends knew I didn't smoke.
So he's never done it either?
No, he never did either. But that's not really the point. The point is, it kind of is. The point is, he knew, and all my friends that were there, They always tried to get me to smoke all the time because they knew I didn't do it. And they would always say, hey, want to smoke? Want to smoke some weed? Nah. Come on, man. Come on. And I always say, nah. And I never wanted to do it because I thought all the people that I saw doing it in high school were idiots. And so, like, I'd see them, like, oh, that guy's a fucking loser. And like, ah, I don't want to be like that. Nah, I'm not going to do it. And so everyone that seemed like they smoked were, like, fucking retards. And, like, and now I know now that there's, like, a lot of cool people that smoke weed. But at the time, like, at the time, it was, like, a bunch of fucking retards smoking weed. Like, and they're, like, I mean, the typical, like, you know, hey, what's up, bro? Like, high as fuck. Yeah, just, like, burnouts and shit. And at the time, I'm like, nah, I don't want a part of that.
Overdo it.
So, yeah, this happened, like, I'm, like, 24, dude. And we're on our annual rafting trip, and Greg, you were there. I think, I don't know if it was your first time, maybe it was your second time. Was it your first time?
It was my first time.
First time. And so I think you had a stash.
I brought the peyote.
me and somebody else.
Yeah.
The Jeffrey.
So it was being passed around, and
I would actually try one of those, the Jeffrey.
I don't know what that is.
It's like every fucking drug mixed in a blunt.
You're watching Get Him to the Green?
Why did they give him a gay name named Jeffrey?
Because
no one's afraid of a Jeffrey.
You gotta watch Get Him to the Greek.
I've seen that. I don't remember.
Oh, man.
Who's gonna smoke a, you know, like a...
Who's afraid of a Jeffrey? Jeffrey. My name's funny. Jeffrey.
That's funny.
It's like, let me introduce you to my friend Jeffrey. Like, it's like, you know, it's like, who's gonna be afraid of a Jeffrey?
I think I do remember him saying that.
My wife has varicose veins.
So anyway, the weed comes out, and this guy I know, this friend of mine, he's like, no, and all my friends know my past. They all wanted to, and all I did was drink. They all wanted me to get fucking high one day, and they all said, dude, I would love to see you high. I would love to see it, but I never did it. So this was the opportunity, because they're passing the pipe around, and this guy I know, he goes, hey. He's like, if you smoke, I'll smoke. And this guy was a bigger bitch than I was, okay? He hardly even drank. He was, like, you know, more straight edge than anyone on this fucking trip. And I said, what? Yeah, if you smoke it, I'll smoke it. I said, fuck you, man. If you smoke it, I'll smoke it. And because I didn't think he would do it. He goes, fuck it then. Give it to me.
Were you scared after you
said
that?
No, I was like, okay. Oh, fuck. You know what? Seriously, at the time, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of, like, being that dude that doesn't try it. I mean, I want to try it. You know, I want to just see how it goes. And,
he was wet.
So, this guy he just goes for it. They light it right in his mouth. Wow, this fucking guy didn't even hesitate, you know?
I think I was the guy that lit it.
Were you?
Yes.
You probably were.
For both of you.
Okay. So, there it goes in the guy's mouth, and he's just going for it. He's taking a riff, and then, he's done, and now it's my turn, stepping up. And the thing that happens, though, is he gets brave. Let's go, bitch, your turn. It's like, oh, man, this guy's a fucking, you know.
I'll have a follow-up comment after you're finished with
all
this.
All right. And this guy, like I said, he hasn't done shit, so for him to be calling me names, it's like, who the fuck are you? So
he's the pothead.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm like, give it to me. So what do I do? I don't know what's going on. I'm like, oh, yeah, you hold that hole. You know, you start sucking and you let the hole go.
Instantly, you put the whole thing in your mouth, right?
I start chewing it.
I breathe out, hold the carb, I'll light it for you.
Yeah, so they do the whole thing. They light it. I mean, I guess it was Greg. He lights it for me. And I take a hit. And I guess I take a longer hit than usual. Because when I'm done, like, someone goes, you're fucking high now! And I'm like, huh? Did I do it wrong? And they're like, you're fucking high, just wait!
He's like, oh, my head is like...
And I'm like, well...
All I hear is... It's like, yeah, you're stoned!
And I go, no, before that, I'm like, well, I feel alright. And then my buddy, he's like, they're like, take another hit. Fuck it, give it to me. Takes another hit, just goes for it, and then... So I get, you know, and they give it to, okay, they send it to me again, I'm like, oh, alright. So I take a hit, I take like fucking four or five hits, right, off this pipe. And so, like, I'm feeling fine, and then I'm sitting down, I'm just waiting for it to kick in, like, really good. And then we have a keg with us, and we took the trash can that takes leaves and shit, like the green one, and we sprayed it out. And my buddy works in the gas company, and he gets free ice because they let him take ice on their routes so they can have sort of melt and turn the water. So we filled up half this fucking can with ice, threw the keg in, and filled the rest with ice. So just, you know, keeping it cold. Yeah. So by the time that night hit, and after we hit, the keg was in the fucking, you know, the trash can. So we're going there, and like, you know, I'm sitting down, I'm high, I'm not really high yet. I'm okay, I'm waiting for it. And then I get up, and my beer's gone. I get up to get more beer, and I go to the fucking keg, and I'm using the fucking, you know, the thingy.
Tap.
Whatever it's called. And I'm pouring the beer in it, and there's people that are hanging around me. There's like, you know, it's probably like five people around the trash can. We're all like hanging out bullshitting. So while I'm looking down, filling my beer up, once I look up, I'm high as fuck. Like, at that time it took for me to pour the beer, like I look up, and I'm not kidding you, it was dark as shit, and we're out camping, so it's really dark.
How does your brain and, make the noise that your brain was...
not doing? At that time, but at that moment, I look up, and there's like five people around the trash can with me, and some people are getting more beer too, and I look up, and I'm like, and everybody was fucking glowing in the dark, like everybody was fucking bright, and I'm like... And they're like, they're looking at me, they're fucking laughing, and I'm like, you're all glowing. And then I start laughing, and I can't stop laughing. Like,
yeah, you can't.
I could not stop laughing, and I'm laughing for no fucking reason, and I'm getting scared. And I go, I can't stop laughing, I can't stop. And I'm getting scared because, and I don't like it, because I can't control myself. And then a little bit later, my brain's going, like, I just, like, I'm sitting still, and it's like,
the famous moment.
And I'm like, oh shit. And I told someone that. I think I told you, Greg. And you're like, that just means you're fucking high, man. Just enjoy yourself. And then all of a sudden, I get hungry, and we had someone bought like a fucking 40 pack of Doritos. I must have grabbed like fucking 6-7 bags of Doritos, right? The little small ones, the 25-cent bags. And I'm having them, and I open one, I crack it open, I'm eating, and it's the best food of all time. Oh, I'm just eating, and I'm eating, and I'm eating. I crack open two bags, three bags, four bags. I think I ate fucking five bags of Doritos. And I even stashed two of them for the future. I stashed them. And at this point, someone brought out Greg's glow-in-the-dark Frisbee. And this Frisbee is fucking badass, dude. You mean it's going through the sky, it's glowing. And like I said, it's dark as shit. So all you see is this disc. And like, yes. You know, you're just like, wow. And you're just tripping out on this fucking Frisbee. And all of a sudden, like, it's me and like three or four dudes hanging out. And we're just
like
watching.
Six guys on each side. Like,
is that how many it was?
Yeah, I think all of us were there except for like three guys. All
right, so the Frisbee's going back and forth. People are playing. And then these girls walk by in the next campground. And good looking girls, man. Especially one of them. And they come by and they stop, like where we are. And one of the girls looks at me and she goes like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hey, how's it going? And she's like, oh, you guys, you know, camping here? And this, whatever the fuck she's saying. And I'm like, oh, yeah, where are you guys at? Oh, we're the next one. And she walks closer to me. And then I'm like, oh, so you guys rafting or what? And she was like, no, we're not going to raft. I think we're just going to camp and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's cool. She's like, you're rafting? Yeah, we're going to raft. Have you been eating Doritos?
Dorito breath.
And then I go, all I do, dude, I nod my head and go, Cool Ranch. And then all the friends I'm with just start exploding with laughter.
What he was really saying was,
and then she walks away all fucking like laughing, like, oh, this guy's an idiot.
Dorito breath.
And man, after that moment, like, my friends would just be like, hey, what's up, Cool Ranch? And, like,
Cool Ranch.
I'll get that shit, or I'll get, like, because when I got really fucking high, when I couldn't stop laughing, I fucked up my speech, and I said, I feel like I'm retarded. I feel like I'm retarded. And my and so our buddy Robert would be like, oh, I feel like I'm retarded. He'll be like, he'll fuck with me, so... That shit was, and then, oh, and the guy that, like, that challenged me, like, oh, smoke if you smoke, he said, like, it never hit me, I don't feel high, but everyone was saying, like, he's fucking
this
blitz.
Was my comment about that, too. That guy goes, and earlier that day, we had the same food, which was like a turkey burger, right? He was eating, he's like, they're okay, they're not really that good. But after we blazed them out, which, by the way, I want to say, rest in peace to my Sherlock pipe. He was like a blue and orange tiger color.
What happened to that one?
It broke, dude.
You dropped it?
I was super fucking stoned. And I was so careful with that guy, too.
You dropped it?
Well, he was on my lap. I stood up, and I was like, oh! I went down to reach for it. It was already too late, though.
So, I mean, it broke in, you can't be mad because...
It broke in two places. I took it to this guy. He glued it. Dude, I love that thing so much. He glued it. But
you can't be mad, though, because... Same, though. There was like because, a little because of the pocket. Old saying, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So your fucking... Your little friend went out the way he was supposed to go.
You know what, though? He was used and loved for years.
By a stoner drop.
That's right. That's right. All right. Now, I'm going to... I think we've gone way too long on episode.
Oh. But that guy... I didn't finish my story. That guy that said, these turkey burgers are okay. After he got stoned, he was like, oh my God, this is the best burger I've ever had in my life. I'm like, you are fucking high. And he's like, no, I'm not. But, dude, that guy was stoned, dude. That's what they all say. This is the best food ever. That's what
they all say.
All right, so I'm going to end this one because I think Rick has to leave. And because we're out of topics and and the show's over. But I'm going to leave this show with one statement that I believe to be true, in my opinion. I think as humans on this earth, being born... It's our fucking right. We should be able to travel anywhere on this fucking planet because who the fuck are you to say, you know, this Taliban fucking people or maybe even here in this country, the white supremacist fuckheads, you know, you can't come here because you're not the skin color we want. Whatever the fuck it may be, we should be able to go wherever we want because, hey, this is our fucking planet, right? We should be able to go explore anywhere, and we should go to different lands, and they should say, hey, how you doing? You know, come, check this out. Look at this waterfall. Look at this over here. They should be like that. It shouldn't be you can't fucking come here. And when it comes to that, I'm going to tie it in with this last topic. We should be able to fucking use anything that's grown on this fucking planet. Who are you to fucking say you can't smoke weed? It grows out of the fucking ground. Wow. I can see the cocaine. I can see heroin. Because, you know, it's, you know, chemicals and they're manufacturing this in labs and shit. But this fucking plant is coming out of the ground. I'm not a pothead. Not at all. But, dude, you can eat onions. They grow out of the fucking ground. You can grow a goddamn potato. You can cut a tree down and make a fucking cabin out of it. Why can't you smoke a goddamn plant? You know what I mean? The Indians did it. Native Americans. The people are going to do it forever. You stop your bullshit fucking... You know, laws and you know, pay for this. Pay, fuck you. It grows in the ground. If it's a plant, let me grow my fucking plant in my ground, in my own fucking property, and suck a cock. All right? There you go. That's all I wanted to say. If it comes out of the ground, out of the earth, you should be able to use it. Okay? Right?
Right.
Thank you. Right. All right. There it is. All right. Everyone say goodbye. Gregory?
Bye. Till next time.
Lito?
Bye-bye.
All right. See you later, everybody.